another episode of the Tiltcast, episode 158, Faster Than the Speed of Love.
So anyways, this week we talk about Call of Duty Ghosts, Dead Rising 3, Battlefield 4, Assassin's Creed 4, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Steam Box, and Doctor Who. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to yet another episode of the Tiltcast, an actual episode that's not in a store.
Yay, no stores!
Right, so at least this week... We don't have to deal with the crowds.
That just means you guys get to smoke while you talk.
That's right. But it also means that...
We don't have to be as PG-13 as we were.
Well, you saw what we called it. We called it PFG.
Yeah, because I kept saying PFG. Yeah. Parental fucking guidance.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So funny. We didn't really come up with a title at that point, so it's like...
Nope.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, we are definitely back to our regular schedule. We are still working on the RSS feed stuff.
Stitcher is broke.
I'll talk to you about it later.
Stitcher is broke. It's October 30th. That's about the last one it has on there.
I'm well aware. So is iTunes. But you can still get the episodes on the site. Me and Trent will figure out what exactly is going on.
The site is amazing.
We have a new website.
Oh, really?
That's up.
Woohoo!
I'm going to go ahead and introduce the table. Today I got Earl.
Hello.
And Jason.
Yo.
And Trent.
Yep.
And me, Justin. So... Definitely kind of back in the saddle. Rusty's out with a migraine. Is that right?
Yep.
So, that happens sometimes. All that brain power. All that studying.
Shit, it took the wife.
Head.
That melon.
With all that power. Oh,
beautiful brain.
It took the wife 10 minutes to wake Rusty up to get an answer on whether or not he felt like even attempting to come or
zombies
not.
Were to take over today.
At that point, I said, dude, just go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah. And Earl's here tonight, so...
If Rusty... Zombies were to take over today, Rusty would be in trouble.
He'd be fucked.
He could use the migraine to be defeated, or he could use the migraine like PMS and just
like
rage out. You know,
hurt everything.
Yeah,
zombies are too fucking loud.
Yeah. Oh, kill all of y'all.
So, anyways, I'm just gonna kind of round robin the table here a little bit. Jason, what you been up to?
Not much. Playing, just. Still playing Call of Duty Ghosts.
I keep me
in the hole
on there,
man.
With you. I just like preoccupied.
Yeah.
I figured so, especially since the consoles arrived on Friday.
Well, he asked me if I was going to agree Ghosts for $10, and I was like, well, then I couldn't play with Jason, so I kind
of... Yeah.
What was up with that? Because one of our friends was saying, like, the first day or so, he could play with the 360s, and now he can't. Is that, like, built into the system? Or
we're talking about playing the multiplayer?
One and 360, yeah, multiplayer.
So, here's what happened. For some reason, launch night, I could play with him for a couple hours, and then all of a sudden Sunday or Saturday,
just
no cross-generation multiplayer.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that built in? I didn't see a report.
Were you doing a cross-generation party chat?
No.
Like actually playing the game?
No, those features were dead from the beginning. So no Xbox Live party between 360 Live users and Xbox One users, but for some reason, they separated the multiplayer servers too.
Now, a lot of it depends. You got to view it this way: is that in order to do the 360 and the Xbox One gaming cross-platform, you have to have twice the amount of servers, and because you have to have enough to cover 360 for the regular play and Xbox One for regular play. Then they also have to be interconnected. And a lot of places are not. A lot of companies are not going to devote.
Well, I was going to say I can't think of anything that's cross-gen like cross-PC.
Well, what Holt was saying was for the first little bit he could play Ghosts with 360s.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But did they put that in there? Is that built like that?
A lot of games that are going to be coming out later on are going to have that. Like Titanfall is supposed to have that ability to actually play not just cross-generation but cross-console, where you're doing PC against 360 against Xbox One as well.
Yeah.
And
it
really comes down to the money.
And the biggest thing I could see is that the Xbox One servers are so much larger.
Yeah.
So you and their bandwidth requirements are a little bit heavier because of
It's going to be
the
heavier,
different resolutions and everything. Yeah. So the only thing I see is that they probably overran their servers that first night, allowing it. So it's probably going to come up as with the bigger title multiplayers is Xbox One users are going to be able, most likely, to select to play with 360 users and not vice versa.
Yeah.
Most likely. That'd be my guess.
Yeah. So what else are you doing?
Other than going over there and playing with his Xbox One a little bit and trying to explore some of the features. Notice the music apps aren't there yet.
Yeah.
Did you get an Xbox One yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It'll be after Christmas before I get one.
Did you get your job?
So. Hopefully. I will know tomorrow.
Nice.
Sweet.
So either it's going to be a sweet Thanksgiving or a really long break.
Where'd you apply it?
Exactly.
Where'd you apply it?
Going through a different temp agency, but they all go. They only do direct hire or temp to hire.
So. Hey, if you want some sales, man, I could use a good salesperson who will do what I tell them to do, rather than giving shopping carts away gratis.
That's
like $1,500 for shopping carts set up. They're just giving away, and I'm like, are you fucking dumb?
So. I'll learn the product and sell it. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, you can make like 20% off of it. So.
Hey.
Yeah.
But no, other than that,
to, you're staring me down.
No, I'm just waiting to see what you never said what place you applied at. So I was like, never mind then.
it's a wholesale fabric company.
Oh, I got you.
So,
well, that's cool.
But other than that, and
you're pretty, Trent. You're pretty.
Yeah.
So other than that one interview, it's just all been a whole lot of Call of Duty Ghosts and cleaning my house every day.
So make me do chores.
Yeah.
Why don't you go apply for Holtworks?
Yes,
he says that his place is hiring.
Yeah, that's the reason I applied through this temp agency.
Oh, I got
they
you.
Just haven't gotten back yet.
I got you.
Yeah, he works at the same place you did.
Yeah, my company. Friend Holt does. Yeah, he does the dispatch.
Oh, Guardian?
Yeah, he does the dispatch.
Nice.
You work some weird-ass hours when you're doing that, though.
Oh, I did it as an in-between while I was looking at other places. Yeah. I actually went straight over to the company I'm at now as an art director, and I was at that place for probably about 6 months, and then they asked me to come there and web develop and Flash develop, and I was like, okay, yeah, so I just left. Just come in, and I just like, not coming in.
It's like, suck it, losers.
Like, left my headset in my locker. You can find it there. So you can't bill me for
peace.
It. So and I was happy, man. That job just drained me from fucking, like, I think I worked.
What was it, like 10:30 to like 7 or something?
10:30 to like 6:30.
Over 9 hours were nice, though. I like
that. Oh, they're nice. Yeah. They're not bad. It's just, and it was just right up the road, so it wasn't that far from where I live. But it was just one of those, you know.
Yeah, but he was a fucking vampire, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would sleep all like fucking
day. My brother does overnight at Walmart, and he's been doing that. He's been with Walmart for almost 16 years now.
Yeah. Well, see, I was in college right before that, and during when I was in college and med stuff, the only job I worked was at Kohl's.
Oh, yeah.
And I would do the overnight pricing.
Stock.
Well, no, not stock. I just do pricing, right? Go around
that's
and print
cool.
out all the new BOGOs and fucking buy this 20%, 30%.
Yeah.
And I did that job, and it's funny because it was me and my friend Vanessa and this whole crew of women, and Vanessa was running there before me. There's like a couple other guys, you know. And I would go in at like 10 o'clock at night or 11. I think it was 10 an hour before they closed. And I'd be done with my job by like 2 in the morning. And everybody else is just still not even printed their stuff.
Yeah.
I've already printed it. I've already put it out and it's ready to go.
Just go to sleep.
I was like, can I go? And they're like, yeah, okay. So I would get to leave and all of a sudden they're doing this mandatory thing where you have to stay till like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and I was
blows.
Just like, you know, I took this job because I could leave when I wanted to.
Yeah.
Or leave when I got done. And
now you can.
Yeah, now I can. So
I gotta leave. Have a
good
day.
Being the night owl thing just got really old because I was never awake for anything. I slept through a fucking tornado.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Listen,
listen.
When I came back from Japan, we flew through the tropical storm and the plane was shaking. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
That's my advice to anyone that is like if they go somewhere and there's like when Eden went to the Philippines and they had the big typhoon. I was like, just go to sleep.
Yeah.
Screw it. Either you're going to wake up dead or you're going to wake up. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
I
was in a plane that was going to Chicago and I was so tired and I'd been sleeping on and off throughout the flight.
Yeah.
It's not even that long a flight. It's an hour, 45 minute flight. And it was coming in and the winds were picking up really bad at O'Hare.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah. And it was coming down the runway and as they were starting to land, I was kind of groggy. I was getting up and I was just like, and the plane, the wind tipped the plane. and it's the wing touched the ground and scratched it, and you could hear it just, and I was just like, what the fuck was that? You know,
why did I wake up already?
All of a sudden, the pilot just fucking takes straight up into the air, like completely fucking vertical. And
like S-16 did out of
And I'm just like sitting there, and it was a smaller, it was like a 76 person plane. I was just sitting here, like flat against the seat. We're going way up in the air. I look out the window, there's like this ground right there, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck it.
You're like, why did you wake me up?
No, I went to sleep. I was just like, fuck it.
Oh, one
that's
of the,
my advice.
Yeah. One of the smaller.
Yeah, it's like a
Gulfstream commuters.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's all business. It was supposed to be all business, but we snuck on because Jason, my friend, had a relative who worked there who got us the tickets, who's had to be business.
Well, that reminds
casual.
Me of every time that we fly for the company me and Earl work for. It's always the smallest goddamn plane in the fleet.
Where you can hear the engine in the back.
Like, you're sitting, you're like, you're shoulder to shoulder with one dude, and there's like two rows of seats.
And when you leave from Tulsa, it is.
These were nice. Yeah, we left from Fayetteville.
When you go from Tulsa to wherever you're going before you go on the big flight, like when I would travel overseas, the one from Tulsa is extremely small, but then you hit, when you go overseas, it's always a bigger plane.
Well,
that's
they need
the
fuel.
Sucks.
They need the
so
fuel
bad.
Capacity. Yeah, we left from Fayetteville, so it was a 76-seater plane. There's probably only about 40 people on there. I mean, the entire back area we were was empty except for me, Jason, and a couple of stewardesses. So we just sat there and bullshit with them.
But that's my advice. If you're going to fly or you're somewhere and a bad storm hits, whatever it might be, just sleep.
No, I just said fuck it, and I went to sleep. And when I came back to you, I was just like, and I felt everything kind of go back to normal. I was like, all right, I'm awake. Look, Ryan, we're coming in for another landing. I was like, oh, let's see how he fucks this one up. You know,
like,
he actually landed it that time. It's just the wind was the crosswind out there on
the
lake.
Wind's crazy,
so
man.
Fucking bad.
Wind will do crazy things.
So that was the last plane I got into, and I'd like to keep it that
way. Well, I was going to say, we had a really rough landing the last time that I flew for our company. I remember at one point I was like, fuck it, I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
I just started, I carried some cash with me. I was like, all right, I'm just going to buy. What can I get for
$30?
Nothing
like getting
give
drunk
those little bitty
on company time.
Was it $7 freaking bottles? I hate those.
Yeah, little mini bar shit.
Yeah, what I do is I go to the bar that's nearest the airport.
Well, I did that, too. One of our friends that doesn't work there anymore, me and her decided, you know what, we're in the airport, we're in Denver. We got like a two hour layover, and it was like, we're going to the bar.
That's funny.
Never
me and Amanda went and got fucking drunk.
Funny. Yeah, never drink at the airport bar because they'll rape you on those prices.
Yeah.
We didn't care at that point. Never drink on the plane. I go to the nearest dive to the airport.
If you get the right ticket, you get one free premium
drink.
I mean, it's not free, but you get one premium drink. No, but you can get a little taste.
Yeah, but if you've already passed security and you're at the gate.
I did watch a woman get booted from an airline when I was in Arizona, and I was flying back, and there's this old woman who was fucking blitzed, and they were telling her she couldn't get on the plane because she reeked of alcohol. That's the thing.
Man, did you fall into a bear tank?
Yeah. It's like, did you piss on your own face? You smell like yeast in fucking here. And they would not let her on. I felt so bad. I'm sitting there, and it's during the holidays, too, and I was just
that's what you get for being drunk.
I think it was like 2 days for Christmas, because I went there it was right after Christmas. It was right before New Year's, and I was coming back from my
decided to start early.
Yeah, and she's just there like, why can't I get on the plane? I'm just like, oh my God, this feels like, she made eye contact when I was like, ah, damn it. I would give this woman my ticket.
You never make eye contact with a drunk hobo.
I was like, I would give this woman my ticket if that would get her on the plane. I would, just because I felt so bad for her. But I was like, yeah, fuck it, no.
I felt so bad. I was driving, and I had to turn around because to get back to the house, I couldn't get in the turn lane. So I had to every now and then I get a little bit. Anyways, so I had to go through Warehouse Market's parking lot, and this woman, I don't know, I didn't have a window down.
Over here?
No, by my house. Oh, so okay. I just kept driving, and this woman is like I have a window up, but she was like tears streaming down her face, like doing something. And this one lady was like, no, I don't want none. She kept going on, and she was like in the middle of the parking lot. So she's like, ah! They're like, I don't want none. She's like, ah! She's turning every which way, trying to. I don't know what was going on, but I was like, God, I feel like a horrible person. Keep driving.
Yeah, just
keep
so you driving. Know, just so you know, when Jesus comes back, you won't recognize him.
Yeah, but I felt so bad because I don't know what this woman was doing. She had a thing holding up like that, and it wasn't like a picture.
I don't turn my back on anyone except those who turn their back on me.
Would you have stopped? It was like 8 o'clock at
no,
night.
No, I would have rolled down my window and been like, you probably deserved it, you ugly bitch.
I don't know what it was, but I felt so bad. And I'm
but
like,
in my defense, Jesus, in my defense, I at least talked to her.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. So, yeah.
Whether or not it was, well, you know.
Well, you've got to think about the circumstances around somebody to be so desperate to be crying in the middle of a parking lot looking for a ride.
In Oklahoma, it's not that fucking...
I'm just saying.
But it was 8 o'clock at night. I was like, I got to get home. I got to wife some kids.
Did you hear about the car that almost ran me over? At Walmart. Okay, I went out to Walmart one night to buy canned air.
Apparently, Frank needed more money. He didn't get the job done right.
Shit. Yeah, but I went out to Walmart to buy canned air. One night at like 9 o'clock, you were
don't
here.
You don't you and, why don't you just get like a can and go? All right, I got canned air. I'm good.
Anyways, and so because I was cleaning my whole computer out.
Oh,
yeah, there we go. That's
hey. When I was younger,
I think that's
I used
the
to,
same. I don't.
Hey,
know
when I was younger,
can,
I used to have that stuff.
By the way, I park my car. I park my fucking car and I go walking out to the front doors at the Lewis Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the north side entrances. I'm coming up to that, and I just hear this smash sound.
Ooh.
And I just like, and I'm like, what the
and
fuck?
How long ago
that?
Was this?
Oh, God.
Like 4 months?
Yeah, about
4 months.
Okay,
minutes
okay,
ago,
yeah.
I
got you.
And I just hear this smash sound like somebody hit a fucking car. And I don't pay attention to it, and then I hear this sound of a car speeding up. I turn around, there's a fucking gigantic Buick bearing down on me at the front entrance.
Really?
I skirt out of the way really quick. And they slam right through the giant fucking pylon partitions. They go right through those and into that side fucking wall where I was standing. And the windows are smashed out and shit. And I'm just like, holy fuck, you know? I go walking up and I'm like staring at the car. And there's this this dude pops out of the car. And he's trying to get the door open, but it's all fucked up and won't open. He's like, you stupid bitch, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, does she need help? He's like, I don't know, man. This drunk bitch was just driving and she slammed into
the thing.
Why does
everybody got to be a B-word when they're drunk?
And I was like, well, help me check on her. Like, and I turned my back and he's like down the fucking road. You know? And there's this chick laying in the fucking front seat. And it's like, you know, all the way across, no partition, old Buick car. Her leg is broke. She's covered in blood.
Oh my
like
gosh,
little specks of blood from the
crazy.
Glass. It's all on her arms and shit, and blood's coming down. She's completely out of it. She doesn't realize she just ran into a fucking wall. And I finally go to the driver's side because I can't get the passenger side open where her head's laying that way. And we open up the driver's side, and these people come out, and we're all sitting there talking to her, and I'm trying to talk to her to find out
if she's okay.
If she's okay, if she can move. And we can't get her out of the car. I said, dude, her leg's broke, man. We can't take her. You know, and they're like, well, we need to get her out of the car. I was like, don't fucking move her out of the car. And they wouldn't listen.
But they did it. Anyways.
Yeah, they wouldn't listen. I was like, if we take her out of the car, you need to support her leg up by the kneecap.
She's fine. Go ahead and let her walk.
You know, because if that bone is broken down by the lower part of the foot, it can...
Yep.
And then she's got a compound fracture instead of just regular broken foot. They wouldn't listen, so they pull her out of the car. And, of course, I think, you know, she started screaming louder, so I'm pretty sure she broke her fucking leg the rest of the way. And at that point, I was like, all right, I'm going inside.
I refer to that as the Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie about, what was it? It was like their version. It was like a really crappy version of Pod People, and this person fell off this cliff.
Oh, that's it was the... the one where the chick is she had her eyes covered, so she didn't see it, and so she.
But it was like it's like four different movies, and it makes no sense. And the dude falls off a cliff, and they're like, it was like his back is broken. Oh, let's just get on somewhere where he can sleep it off. And they're like, yeah, so good night's sleep always cures a broken back.
That's the same one where the chick's like in the coma, and the doctor is hanging over her face, and so he goes like, you shouldn't stare at people in comas; they might wake up and scratch your eyeballs.
That movie is so messed up because they're. A cave, and then it's like the next scene, it's like a meadow, and they're like, what the hell is this? It was great.
No, I love that. They started putting Mystery Science Theater on Netflix. They have a few episodes on there. I think it's
my wife
does
not
well
get those movies either. Dang Mennonites.
I think Laser Blast is one of my favorite that they ever did. That's one where it's like, it's this dude who gets like a laser, and he's like, he's some white trash kid, and he finds a laser, he's going, yeah, I got a laser. And as he's driving down the road in this piece of shit Pinto, he shoots a Star Wars billboard.
I need to back up here.
Pinto sucks.
Pintos are not pieces of shit.
Anyway, this one was.
We had one that had wood paneling. It was great. Any Pinto with wood paneling, great.
I retract. I'll say it was a gremlin. Either way, he's right on the road.
Pure crap.
And he takes his laser and he shoots a billboard of Star Wars. And somebody, and they made some comment about, oh, they really had high expectations for this.
Oh.
It's like, you don't step on George Lucas in this town.
They're so great with the corpses. Oh,
I
love it.
Well, that have you seen Riff Tracks?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the that's for those of you out there. That's a modern day Mystery Science
Theater. You need
series.
To you need to. It's
and
great
what
enough.
It is rather than watching a movie that they have provided, you basically you get the audio file and you just overlay it on top of the movie you rent. And their Twilight one was fucking fantastic.
Oh yeah.
I only watched about 45 minutes of it because I really even just with that I couldn't bring myself to watch it all. But when he starts running her up the hill, and his really fast vampire speed, and they start playing the Benny Hill song.
Like, they do one once a year at the
live. They do the live.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So great. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, but the Twilight. That's the only way to watch Twilight is from Riff Raff.
That's funny.
So, like with them there, or do they just show?
No,
it's a live stream.
Yeah, it's a live stream
simulcast thing where it's on.
Fuck! Next time that comes up, I need to know.
Yeah, it's pretty profoundly.
Yeah, they do it around. I don't know if it's this time of year or if they do it in the spring. I can't remember. You can go to Riff Tracks. I think it's rifftracks.com.
Yeah,
they
have a whole website where you can download all the.
Listen. I know it's a scary world. You've never used it before, but this thing called the internet. You should use it. It's great.
The World Wide Web is 2.0.
I'm gonna pay homage to something. Yeah. Netscape it. I'm going to go and do some Netscape, okay?
Oh, wait, no, here's another one. Here, just ask Jeeves. There you go, that's Riff Tracks.
Yeah. Do you even know what the Wi-Fis are?
Oh, they did Harry Potter?
The Whiffies. Oh. I need to do the Whiffies.
Oh, they did Harry Potter. Did they do Avengers? Looks like they did Avengers down there. I'm not sure which.
Is it the British Avengers?
Yes, the British Avengers.
They even did Inception, too.
that's probably really good.
But anyway, so yeah, so check that out.
Which Harry Potter? Is that the Deathly Hallows?
By the way.
Part one.
By the
way,
Riff Tracks, if you're listening, you're welcome.
I love Harry Potter, so I would love to watch them trash it.
Oh, it's amazing. They had a meme, and it had Ron Weasley, and it had him like that, and they were like, Can you tell us something? Let me just look it up. It's on a thing. It's hilarious. It involves
Each one's like relatively cheap for the most part. Like the ones that are just audio tracks are a couple bucks. The ones that are the actual video and the audio track are like $6, $6 or $7, something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, they got Starship Troopers now.
Should be pretty good.
Did you see Super Troopers 2? Is being Starship? Produced? No, Super Troopers 2 is in production.
Is it the Flying Lizards again?
Yes.
I'm interested in that.
I don't know, man. After Club Dread,
But they took a picture of them on set and had all of them on there, and it was Farba like Super Troopers 2. Oh, heck yeah.
I don't know, man. I might have to wait on that, because Club Dread was just so fucking horrible.
Dude.
Who made...
Beer Fest was good.
Listen,
Beer
Fest was who good, decided yeah. to make him the good guy?
Who, what?
In Club Dread. Who made him the hero? That's just stupid.
I don't know. Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Stupid people. That's she is so hot.
Yeah, but anyways. So, what else have you been doing other than that? Since we went off on a wild tangent.
That's a good tangent.
Wild tangents.
Justin has discovered Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
Like, they got hats?
Yeah.
So he's like, what is this internet? I love it. Be my friend.
No, Santa Claus versus the Martians is a classic Spanish film that I love, and I watch it almost... Not every holiday, but about every 5 years when
I
it comes up.
I thought you were supposed to watch like Lethal Weapon and Die Hard every
holiday. No, okay, yeah, I do watch Lethal Weapon, I do watch Die Hard, and I also watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
What's wrong with Die... Wait a minute, what's wrong with Die Hard?
No, those are all Christmas.
Those took place during Christmas.
Yeah, Die Hard 2 took place... Die Hard and Die Hard 2 took place during Christmas. Actually, Die Hard's New Year's / Christmas. By the way, it's there. Lethal Weapon 1... was on Christmas New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it was.
And then National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is the one I have to watch every year.
Yeah. Well, it's a classic.
It's a classic. I mean, it's like, mister, I would tie you up
Christmas
and beat
Vacation
you with
a rubber hose.
Shitter's Fool is still one of my favorites.
Christmas Vacation and The Christmas Story.
Yeah. I love the sled part.
Sprays that fucking industrial fucking non-adhesive. Like,
you just need a little bit.
Just spraying it on there.
It's like 75 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's a good one. I love. Man, that was like the last. Yeah, they're doing another National Lampoon's Vacation. They're going back
to
but
is it with Chevy Chase, though?
It's going to be Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo. I think they're supposed to get all new kids this
time.
Like, they
need to get that really, really sarcastic, shitty Chevy Chase.
Yeah, they need to get them like...
Like a Fletch.
Christmas Vacation, man, when he finally snapped.
Did you ever watch the Fletch movies?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the Fletch, man. Those are great.
Fletch lives.
Yeah, but no. The last half of Christmas Vacation, when he just realizes nothing is going to work, and he just fucking flips his goddamn lid. That's... when he's in the living room, he's just going like, he's like, the best goddamn motherfucking best goddamn Christmas you ever fucking have. Sweet Mama! Yeah, I fucking love
that. Well, as religious as my parents were, that was the only movie that I ever got to see regularly where they swore that much.
Yeah.
My dad just loves Chevy Chase so much.
Yeah, no, Chevy Chase is...
You know who doesn't love Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase.
Communists. Right. You know what communists also hate?
Dan
Jason, can you fill this one? What do communists also hate?
Yellow.
No, he knows. We had this talk earlier.
I forgot it already.
You do not forget. You said you hate him.
I forgot it already.
You're a damn liar. You're a communist. That's all I'm saying.
James Vanderdeen.
He hates communists hate Varsity Blues. That's a great movie.
Oh, the one where they lay down in the middle of the street and the chick with the Cool Whip all over?
Oh, the Cool Whip bikini. That one, that's a great movie. You shut your mouth.
For the
it's
Cool
a
Whip,
great
doesn't really
movie.
Work that well. It kind of gets flat after a while.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Varsity Blues is a great movie.
Well, if you use Ready Whip, it's not that great. If you use like regular Cool Whip...
That lasts a little bit longer,
but Ready Whip tastes better in my opinion. You know, it's you can do whippets on it too, so you get high as shit, lick cream off of a naked woman's body and fuck her while you're high on whippets. And there ain't nothing like doing a whippet while you're fucking.
You know why? You know it's a great movie.
That is a
you know why it's a great movie
right there
because. It is. Shut your mouth. Okay? Communists hate that movie. So if you want to support them, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I have a Communist Party t-shirt that I wear once in a while.
Maybe they'll start the trials back up.
Maybe I happen to like Lenin. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Maybe you're a Vladimir Putin kind of guy.
I don't agree with Stalin, but maybe I like Lenin. Putin's kind of a fucking moron.
I was watching. Do you watch The Soup? Do you watch The Soup?
No.
So they were talking about Putin, and it was like, I don't understand. He's hating these gays, but yet he's giving cross signals because he's got to turn them on. There's one he like swims in the lake every day, but there's one where he's like shirtless on a horse. He's like, I don't even know if Putin knows what he's trying to send right now.
Now, Putin, I don't really care much for. So, Lenin though was a very interesting man.
John Lennon.
Yeah, totally.
That's so.
I do like the Beatles too.
I like John.
I'm pretty bad.
Listen. I don't like the Beatles, but I like John Lennon. So
yeah, Paul McCartney kind of strains my nerves. Ringo Starr, I think that the wrong one died of cancer. I'm just gonna throw it out there. And then George Harrison, I love. He was a very interesting man. And then John Lennon, another very interesting man. So
it's sad he was taken before his time.
George Harrison.
You say it like he was inducted by aliens.
Maybe he was
taken before his time. So he was Liam Neeson before Liam Neeson was Liam Neeson. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So you should do a whole George Harrison movie called Taken or Token.
There you go.
Token is Token.
Playing the cover could be him playing the sitar with like eight arms.
Solving
a hookah
for a
head.
Yeah.
He solves
crimes. Didn't the Simpsons
solves crime through peaceful methods.
He solves crimes through meditation and lots of drugs. So
he gets visions.
He gets high as shit on LSD and just points the finger at the first black person in the room. That sounds about right for Harrison. No, he was a peaceful man. He was a peaceful warrior.
He was.
Yeah.
But he married the wrong woman.
I know.
I'm telling you, that's why he got shot. He married
the
wrong girl.
No. Wait. Are you saying when he had his house break in?
No, I'm talking about he married Yoko Ono.
Oh, you're talking about Lennon. I'm talking about Harrison.
I'm talking about Lennon.
Now, George Harrison had his house broken into. Yeah, and I can't remember if he was shot or stabbed. I think it was stabbed. And then later on, he died of cancer. And then Lennon, was shot outside of his New York apartment.
I believe it's because he married Yoko Ono. So. That's a common
denominator.
Maybe. You never
He's dead and she's alive. How else can you explain it?
Oh, she released a video actually this last last week. She's I didn't so watch horrible. It because I just I don't really. Yeah, I have.
I don't care anymore.
I have no beef with her anymore. I used to hate her, and then like I just really don't care.
Every time she sings, I lose IQ points. I can't take it no more.
Yeah, there is some issues with those vocal cords. You can't scrape them enough. So I can't do it.
Please don't.
That was actually a line from one of her songs. That was a line from it was a lot cleaner.
Was that a tribute?
I wasn't trying to be racist. That actually is a line from one of her songs that was a B-side.
It was a cover.
So.
That was a cover. You're okay.
It was a B-side as in bitch side.
Other than that, going back on topic here.
Yokoi back on topic here.
Excuse us for taking you off topic.
The Yoko's on you.
Yoko's
on you, buddy.
That's not even
liked it so much, I watched the first two episodes of Almost Human several times.
I want to watch episode two, but I don't have it. I saw episode one the other night.
Seriously?
Yeah, I need to see episode two.
You just need to come to the house like...
For those of you who don't know, that's Abrams and Carl Urban.
It's basically Blade Runner, the TV show.
Yeah.
It's
fucking cool
this
as shit.
This show is if you take RoboCop, Blade Runner, and
there was that scene like
and Alien Nation, and just shove them together.
I was telling my girlfriend because she wanted to introduce me to it. She's like, "You're gonna like this show." I was like, "Yeah, I forgot about it." She's like, "You shouldn't forget about it." And we're watching it, and there's a scene in the first episode, runs into a dude who's making a synthetic butterfly while playing Depeche Mode in the background. I was like, "We are totally thrown back to fucking Blade Runner at this point."
Yeah.
Like, and there's all the like different like Asian like noodle shops and things downtown, and.
Yeah,
like even like the umbrellas were like the umbrellas in Blade Runner.
Hmm.
Yeah,
like it's
but
and it's Carl Urban's
best. I love Carl Urban. I think he's a
Carl
he's
Urban
a good
is
actor,
an amazing
yeah.
actor.
Just call me on one of your days off and head over to the house and
or you can just try and
fucking
watch
you
can have a date with Jason. Oh, maybe
you have
you better buy you supper,
huh?
Do you have episode three?
Yes.
You better buy your supper.
Well, shit, we're going to have to catch up tomorrow.
The kickoff.
Did you see the Breaking Bad box set?
No.
It comes in an oil drum. That opens up. I knew you would love this. It has all seasons and extras. Comes in this big oil drum that you open up. You just turn. You open up the front, and it's all just in there.
And it's a carousel disc.
Yeah, it's like all in there.
Did you finish it yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. I liked it. I thought it was pretty. Fantastic.
Did you like it? Like without spoiling, did you love the ending?
Yes.
Like it was so well done.
I thought it was really kick ass.
That's like one of the best shows I've seen ever.
Yeah, it was very very good. On that note, also, did you watch Walking Dead last night?
Oh yes.
So I did and didn't. Here's the problem last night. So
I was watching it, then I started finger banging.
No. What happened?
A bagel.
What happened is
the interest little, peaked.
Well, we really wanted to play our Xbox One.
Go on.
But
you were saying so.
Our heater broke on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it got goddamn cold.
No, it was Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was
Friday. I would have fucking called them.
This is why I have trust issues right here. Or is it Friday or Saturday?
Well, no, here's the worst. No, they came in and fixed it because we had the same problem last week after the weather started to get cold. We turned it on and it worked for like maybe 20 minutes and I noticed it was pumping out cold air. You came out here and he goes, "This thing didn't work." I said, "I think it's pumping out cold air." And so you called maintenance, they came out, fixed it. And then I noticed it on Saturday night about 7:30 or 8. I was just like, I'm sitting here and go, man, this AC's been running for like ever, and it's not warm in here. So I checked, and it's pumping out fucking cold air.
You look at the thermostat, and it's like 55 indoors.
Yeah.
And then it just continued to get colder because it like hit 21 degrees at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I went and I was like, fuck it. And that's when I went and watched Almost Human at my girlfriend's house, trying to be productive with my time. And then when I came back, I was like, you know, I'm not going to, she's got, you know, I got work, and it's just going to be complicated. And it was already a mess for me trying to get to work. You know, staying the night. So, anyways, I came back, and then last night I was like, I'm gonna watch The Walking Dead. I'm trying to enjoy myself, like freezing my ass off. I have like two jackets on, a pair of shoes, you know, long pants. Like I'm dressed for outdoors in my bedroom, trying to play my Xbox One, and I'm just like, fuck this, it's so goddamn cold. So I started boiling some water. We lit a fire. I turned on the oven. Like, and I just hung out here and like warmed up, and I was like, all right, I think I can make it.
Did the bathroom thing help?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
It never got warm enough. And then, I turned on my heater in my bathroom and the heat light. But anyway, so I get back in there and I was like, I'm going to watch some Walking Dead. And I kind of got my, like, fully clothed in my fucking bed with, like, four quilts and two comforters and, like, just trying to huddle for warmth. And then, because I sit right next to the window, so I already got a draft.
So do you have a new
heater?
Fondness for what homeless people have to go through now? Do you feel
fondness?
I don't know.
Respect.
Maybe a little respect.
Not respect.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you want to help them now? Like give money to the
company
for the warmth?
Maybe to a charity. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Like the electric company, you can add money for the warmth of the homeless.
I say every Christmas I donate to Salvation Army. I've already done that. That's one of the reasons I'm broke.
But I know on your electric bill you can add to it.
No, I am not giving the electric company any more fucking money.
I'll give it to Salvation Army. I won't give it to the electric company.
You should
electric
go
company after that whole shit where they the city of Tulsa shut down that whole redoing Riverside crap.
Yeah.
And the electric company
and
was supposed to get the perks out of it. And then after that, and then was it when we had the freeze and all the wires got snapped by the trees and they said, okay, we're going to go out and trim the trees now. We're going to charge you for it. You were already charging me for maintenance and upkeep. Why are you charging me now
for
it? So I have a big beef with PSO. I don't pay them any extra money. I don't really care for them too much. And then on top of that, they raised the taxes on the electric bill as well, the rates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whenever the city of Tulsa shot down that idea for the beautification of Riverside, and then the mayor was like, "Well, we're just going to do it anyways. We'll find other ways to raise the money." And that's how they raised some of the money, was they started ripping everybody the fuck off through PSO, because they were going to redo PSO's lights on the river as part of the incentive program to beautify Riverside. And I was like, "Fuck that shit, man! This fucking obviously democracy doesn't work in Tulsa."
Anyways,
no.
Ran aside. I got really cold.
Dicks.
Yeah, I got dicks. Cold. I got really cold, and then I got really sleepy, and I fell asleep halfway through it. So I need to finish it. I was. Just
it's
tired.
Good.
It's pretty good. It's good. I was kind of.
I saw
what
it coming.
Well, yeah, I liked what they've done. Like, with this whole, they put everything on pause and are going with this story right now.
Yeah, that's
but
a good way
now
to put it.
But now it's to this point where it's finally gone full circle. Now we're back to where this whole side story started. So, and the mid-season finale is next week, and the previews for it look fucking badass. So,
yep.
I
was upset with myself for falling asleep.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's awesome. Where
it's
it gets good.
Oh, for The Walking Dead?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's good.
Episode of mid-season finale just looks fucking awesome. I'm so sad that's the mid-season finale, though.
I saw it coming, though.
But, oh, no, yeah, it was going to come
back.
This
season
is
definitely, the last two seasons have been leaps and bounds better than two.
Wow, really? This planet, Earl?
Yeah. It's true. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, but where this season's going to, and we're only like so many episodes in, when they come back after the season break, the mid-season break, I just hope that this part right here, they don't draw this part out to the rest of the season. I hope they just finalize it right here. They just say, this is what's going on, and they even say, sub will fall.
That's just how Walking Dead goes. You got actors for so long, and then you're always interested every episode. Who's gonna die?
I prefer how they've handled this season, though. Concentrating on the people at the prison, concentrating on the main characters we all know and love, and then once you resolve that storyline, pop over
to the other storyline.
To the other story.
And you know, you damn know. That bastard, he made me feel.
I know,
you
right? Know,
you're like,
you start feeling all kinds of warm and fuzzies for him, and then,
and
then boom, he's right back.
Well, no, he just goes back.
So let's stop.
Yeah, let's stop.
I
didn't go that far, but I just said he made me feel.
Oh, come on, he saw it halfway through that.
I know, but
still,
I'm just saying for other people listening.
We don't need to go that far. I just said he made me feel. So
anyways,
damn good actor.
Yeah, I wish I'd have done that. But
no, not that kind of feel. It's the kind of feel that grown people can have.
Oh,
yeah.
Not people with the mind of Helen Keller.
Yeah. So.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Do you understand me?
What you saying, Trent?
Here, put your hand on my mouth and you can feel the vibration.
I've been waiting 50 years for you to say that.
He's just been wanting to touch that mustache.
You want to rub my
that glorious mustache.
Man, Rusty needs to grow a beard. This is like a full bearded cast.
He actually can't.
No.
Dude, let's get this right.
I've been meaning to shave.
And then three goatees with scruff. Let's just get this
straight. I've been meaning to shave, so I just keep putting it off.
Let's just get that straight.
My girlfriend doesn't like when I
shave. Let's put it this way. If you actually get to see the stubble on Rusty's face, it's like...
I have to cut this down. The wife says...
It looks like he has... giant freckles on his face.
If my brother can't lets grow, it grow. With the dang, he gets the scraggles.
Well, when I first met here. Earl had that. You had that long goat thing.
Oh, you need to. I'll pull this up. Oh, so there's dude. A picture that my yeah. wife has. That
See,
says,
it's funny. I got this like this, look this like weird perfume, and it comes down here, and then it drops down, goes into a jaw strap right there, and then comes back up to a goatee. It's really weird. Mine, it comes down in sideburns, and it goes all the way down into a chin strap, and then it goes all the way up. So
that's your helmet.
And there's this area right here and here that you don't like to grow.
Yeah, mine doesn't want to come all
and
the way
My problem
in,
is right it'll grow to the bottom of my eyes if I don't shave.
mine'll grow up,
It grows to here.
Yeah. No, mine does the same thing. It'll grow all the way up here, but I keep that
trim.
The
hair up here, too.
But when I was younger, I did research, and I was like, why does my beard not fill out right there? And they were just like, oh, once you turn 34 or 35, it fills in. They're like, it eventually happens, and they're just like, everything I read about, they're just like, yeah, some people have that where they have a spotted, where it just basically have like on both sides of here,
or it thins out.
Yeah,
or,
it's just really thin. But they said once you reach about your 30s or so, about 35 to 40, it'll kick in the rest of the way, and you'll actually start to actually grow a real, like, full fucking beard at that point. So.
We need to put the... He's got a picture of a Captain America costume of you eating a cheeseburger. I think that's what we need to use for your profile pic.
Yes.
Captain America fried chicken.
I want to be drinking a beer as Captain America, and my wife's in the background.
Actually, you stand on a street corner next to some very, like, prostitute-y, nasty-looking women, that would be fucking funny. If you just looks like you were blending in with the scenery, just like,
well, like everybody's normal, and there's Captain America.
Yeah, with a purse and high heels and a boa, that would be awesome.
Shit just got rough.
Shit just got real.
Well, they ready to kick me out.
Like, so I take one for the team, Team America. That
damn you, Iron Man. So, F you.
So, but yeah, any listeners to the cast who can actually,
after you've had an Asgardian in your butt,
who can actually see Almost Human, or if you can find it online on Fox's website, it's worth it.
It's really good. Yeah, I was just like, and she's like, but I deleted episode 2 because I already watched it. I was like, what? I was like, I can't get it on demand because Fox doesn't do on demand, you know?
Yeah.
Aside from their fucking website.
They're assholes.
Yeah. Just call me sometime this week. Come over to the house. We'll watch it. That's my week.
Okay. Earl?
Uh-huh. One down in 40 minutes.
Yes. Well, mine's
been a while.
Yeah.
Giant rants. Just saying.
Yeah. Mine's not too bad. I'm still playing Batman. Play a little bit of Dark Souls. Not very much, though. I got it turned on. I killed a couple people, and my daughter woke up, so I had to quit.
Did you get through it? Dark Souls 2 is coming out.
I know. You weren't here for that. We already had that discussion. Yeah. I already got it pre-ordered. Mm-hmm. When it comes out, I got to have it beat. So, but mostly, the most important thing I've done is I watched the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, was amazing.
Day of the Doctor.
Yeah, I heard
a lot
good.
Of people really.
Oh my god, I'm not going to tell anything about it. But my favorite Doctor is the fourth, and they
so did they have
him.
Like guest spots of all the other Doctors?
Well, they used a lot of not stills, but they did cut like different ones of them.
Like cuts of different episodes.
Yeah. At one point, they had all of them for something that was important to the storyline, and then at the end.
At their current age, then, right?
Well, no, like throughout time.
Yeah.
So they didn't actually have everybody live on the show.
No, because now the doctors are alive.
Yeah.
Some of them are dead. Like
what about Tom? What's his face?
Tom Baker.
Yeah.
The fourth. Yeah, he was there. He's still alive. He had a big part at the end. But then at the very end, Matt Smith walks out, and I mean, it's not a spoiler. I mean, you can find it anywhere. It's the picture they use. He walks out, and it's got them like in a triangle form. And then it has the first Doctor in the back.
Oh, interesting.
So it's going up like this, and even John Hurt's in it. And then William Hartnell's character is in the back. And then what happens is why it does that. But, like, Christopher Eccleston's not in it. He left not on good terms, and they had to... They basically took footage of him and, like, progressed
just
him older.
Was he the one that just that started on the new wave?
Yes, he was the one that started on the new wave. Yeah, he did. Yeah, 05. Yeah, he didn't last. He only got like 1 year, and then Tennant took over. But yeah, it was really, really good. I liked it.
I've always wondered about it because obviously Doctor Who is like one of those.
Yeah.
Like it or hate it, it's one of those things. It's like sci-fi show that's been around for 50 years.
Yeah. It was good. I was hoping it would have more action than it did, but two of my favorite things happened. Tom Baker was in it, and they had the Daleks. Because that's my favorite bad people. I don't care about the Cybermen. They're okay. I don't care about the Ood. I don't care about... The Master's cool because he's an asshole and reminds me of Trent. But...
Totally.
I know, right? The Master's pretty badass. But I like the Daleks. And that's my favorite. And they had it. And then they had a part where all three of them walked. And it was great. But no, I really enjoyed it. It was good. They had a lot of Easter eggs. And stuff like that. So it was really good, really, really good. It's exciting to see the Christmas episode and then see how they fit in. I just read an article about what they're going to do with the Christmas episode and then how they're going to fit Capaldi in it. So that's what I did.
I always thought it was interesting. I've never really watched a lot of it. When I was really young, I watched the one with Tom Baker with my dad.
Yeah.
But that's been a while.
And it was funny as they redid one, and it was called the Five Doctorish, and it was just basically because the 25th anniversary was the Five Doctors, and they just made like a little spoof on it. It had a bunch of people in there, and I was talking with your girlfriend, and she said it was really funny because they were like spoofing, and they were like all talking about how they hated Tom Baker. they were like we did. They basically did not like invite him. They were like that damn Tom Baker, and they were just going off on him and stuff, but it was. I have to watch that. I haven't seen.
Yeah,
that
I yet. Think most of us grew up on Tom Baker, Doctor Who, though.
I watched it.
Mid-80s.
Yeah, well, he went to 81. '81 or '82. I can't remember which year, but he was the one that everybody grew up with.
No, see, when
that's why
everybody
he's
in this generation.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was reruns with Dex. He had it on VHS, and I'd watch it. But it's been a while.
No, when the new Doctor Who's started coming up, I didn't really watch it. I tried to.
I didn't either. I didn't.
I tried to, and I didn't like it too much. And I preferred the old Doctors.
Yes.
And that's just what I grew up watching. I like the shitty special effects.
It was
the
great.
Story.
It's
the bad
acting
and all that. And then the new ones were just a little bit.
Well, see,
I've watched the first episode of the newer ones, like 05 or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't bad. I was like, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a big enough back catalog, even the new shit, that it's easy enough that even if I don't like it, I got like 80 episodes.
See, what's funny is Tom Baker was the one that everyone loved out of the old Doctors. Mm. And then, like I said, Eggleston didn't really pan out very well, and he left on not such good terms. And then when Tennant took over, he was basically like this era's Tom Baker, because he went from 05 to 2010. So he had about the same amount of time as Tom Baker did. So this era of the Doctors is everyone loves David Tennant because he's the one that was around for so long. And then Matt Smith came in and stuff like that. But what was cool about it was whenever the new Doctor happened with Eggleston, you never saw the generation. It was just the box appeared. He came out of it. He was, I'm depressed, blah, blah, blah. And he saw Rose Tyler, and that's what picked it up. In the 50th, when John Hurt goes back in it, you see they show the regeneration. You can actually see like David Eccleston's face form, and I was like, oh, they finally showed the part of the generation. So it was really good. I enjoyed it. I went back on Netflix and watched the Tom Baker years, and that's where I just love it because the Daleks, and he's the one that got to encounter Davros, and he could have cut the thread to kill them all, and he didn't, and he had a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, you've been engaged.
So
that's why I like Tom Baker.
Well, they also just recently found all the original.
Yeah, and
they've
released
Doctor
two
Who's.
Of them.
Yeah, because it was off in a TV studio in like Peru or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Because they were because the BBC didn't have what they have now, so they did a purge, and a lot of it was the second Doctor and stuff.
Yeah,
and they
sent that over to Peru for them to show on their television network, and they just lost track of it.
The rumor was that it all got thrown away, and then they discovered it. Kind of like the airport that had all that gold just lying in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I'm sorry, but I'm an honest man, but there may have been a couple bars not going back to it. I'm just saying. Set for life.
Yeah.
But that's all I've been doing.
But
really,
I remember they were hoping that they could get the originals back from Peru before they did the Day of the Doctor.
They
wanted to do a special with them.
They did get enough footage back from it to include a montage to him in the anniversary.
Here's the thing. A lot of
I like that they did the Night of the Doctor, so it gave McGann one more time, and it showed how he went to become John Hurt. And it was six and a half minutes of really... I loved it. There's a lot of people that didn't like it, but I really liked it to see how he became John Hurt and what the circumstances was. But yeah, but that's it. That's all I got. I don't want to take too much time up because there's YouTube, so...
Oh, that's all right.
We're good. I said what I need to say.
That's extremely relevant.
I just say this about it. The only thing from the current generation I actually enjoyed watching was the Torchwood spinoffs. No. But...
And they paid homage to Captain Jack in the 50th. Yeah. It was really good.
That's the only part of the current generation of Doctor Who that I've really gotten into, so...
I enjoy it. My wife doesn't understand it, and her sister doesn't understand it, but her sister's two girls love Doctor Who, so it's all right. You don't have to like it. You can if you like, so. But that's it. That's all I got.
I don't know.
That's your one.
So, I kind of saved me and Trent for last because me and him have been playing on the new console.
Yep.
Well, we did the launch show. I got picked PS4.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That took a lot out of us, so we didn't quite do a launch show for Xbox One, but we did pick up a couple of Xbox Ones.
Yeah.
I think I read somewhere where it said someone was like a fat kid on Christmas running through the door.
That might have been Trent. Or
no,
that might have been me.
That was you.
That was at work.
saying it was like Christmas.
Yeah. You're like, oh, they're the UPS guy, and I just ran like a fat kid on Christmas. Yeah,
well, I didn't want... Because the packages were so expensive,
Papa!
I was... freaking out. I was like, I hope they deliver it to the door. I hope they deliver it to the door.
Yeah.
And I was actually getting ready to turn on my PS4 and actually jump into something. And I come 10:30, I was like, I hear the doorbell ring, and I bolted, like, almost like fell over myself getting over to the door. I was like, they better not leave. And then he had an arm full of shit.
Yeah.
So,
Papa, don't leave.
Yeah, and I even told our apartment manager, I was like, look, I got a couple of really expensive packages coming in on Friday. If they come, I need you to text me. So, she had agreed to do that for me.
Yeah. And he texted me as soon as they came in. I had planned on leaving work about 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So then I didn't get back here until probably 4:30 or 5 because I had some stops to make on the way in. So, but yeah. So we got the new consoles, and glad to say they both work.
Yeah, and that's something I want to bring up, just before we get started all this talk, because honestly there's not a huge difference between the two, but there's all the shit that's been going on around Reddit and all these other sites, day one, and right now both consoles have sold over 1 million units and are only looking at a 1% failure rate.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of trolling.
Yeah, I mean, look at like Xbox and 360 and PS3, I mean, neither of those had a failure rate of less than 30%. I mean, that was pretty fucking unreal.
Yeah. I mean, day one shipments were fucked. So many people had crap consoles.
Well, right. And I mean, even at 1%, we're talking about 10,000 people. That's 10,000 people out of a million. So, I mean, it's just with the amount that went out, that 10,000 is being way more vocal.
The amount of failures this generation is... so much smaller. It's just like
But when you got social media and shit like that, everybody has a voice of some sort, you know.
Well, it's just like like GamesRadar said. You have to look at this generation, though. When the last generation launched, there was no such thing as social media.
Yeah.
So we're just
We had MySpace.
People had sidekicks.
Yeah.
Then,
we had Blackberries.
Let's call it for what it is.
And Earl called it a candy bar phone until about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm talking about. To really kind of throw it down into a perspective, it's one of those things where, like you guys are saying, social media wasn't around at the time. But at the same time, if you really dig deep enough and you look at the information that's being posted, like Amazon is a good source for when you're wanting to really see people who are verified buyers. Not even gauge the percentage, because you gotta understand that it's not so much for gauging that percentage. The only way you could really gauge a percentage out of that is just everybody who bought one reviewed yes or no.
Yeah.
And
I didn't.
And the only that's the only way you can get a percentage base. But what it's more useful for is finding the bullshit. Because as you're looking at it, you have verified purchasers. Okay, if I purchase an item for $509, that's how much it costs for the Xbox. Or if I purchase something for $400 and whatever dollars for the PS4, I'm not going to go on there and leave a shit review unless the damn thing is broke. What you're looking for is a verified purchaser Amazon Verify purchaser, which means that they actually did buy it. Yeah. Amazon yep. Verify that this person did purchase this product through mm-hmm. Amazon and that they're leaving feedback on a product that they purchased from Amazon that was shipped by Amazon they received. And one thing you'll notice is that there's a, if you really break it down, you look, you'll see a lot of negatives, but it's yeah. coming from people who are not verified.
Yeah.
It's coming from griefers. People, you'll even find people on there who even are saying, I didn't buy it, Microsoft sucks, 1 star. They're doing it, there's people who are doing it just to be dicks. And there's people who are verified purchasers who are having issues, and it's usually the disk drive issue. Yeah, right, it's usually yeah. that problem. And some of those are basically... there were tester CDs inside the disk drives that were left mm-hmm. in there by the factory during the QA, and they got left in, so people are cramming disks into it on top of another disk, and it's breaking the drive.
Why don't people just hit eject? Yeah.
I always hit eject. I yeah. hit eject on mine because one, I want to know where the eject button is in case something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And so I knew where it is, and so that's kind of like with the PlayStation 3 that I just yeah. purchased. You know, I hit eject before I did anything, and I got a yeah. free copy of Uncharted 3 out of it.
Yeah.
So, but... that's one of the issues that it had, and the other one is that there are just some bunk-ass Blu-ray drives inside of them, so no big deal.
What upsets me is you see those videos of that the people that buy like the PS4 on the launch day and then just mm-hmm. destroy it outside. Why?
I mean, the guy who microwaved one?
No, I'm talking about the guy that...
Oh, yeah, the Kurt who...
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm talking about the guy that went out and then took the box out and then just, like, destroyed it in front of people waiting to buy. I don't understand yeah. that.
They're
understand
just
why
griefers.
You, but again, that's, I don't understand why you would give
it's
something...
It's publicity, number one. Do you know how many yeah. hits they get on that video?
I just don't know why you would also... Yeah. That, and I don't understand...
Enough to make more than $490.
Yeah. Again, exactly. I don't that's understand... That's what I'm saying, is that yeah. they have their YouTube channel... They're going to get massive amounts of hits.
But I just understand why you do that. Why not just give it to someone that need that could use it or would?
I know, but that's but that doesn't make them money.
No,
that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then I understand why you would leave a bad review if you didn't get it.
Again, we're in an age of social media. But when it comes to leaving reviews when you didn't even get it,
that's stupid.
There's a lot of we're not going to pick one side and say they're being dicks, but PlayStation 4 fans are going on to Xbox One games and leaving 1-star reviews for a system they don't even own, nor do they own the game. Just as I'm sure Xbox One owners are doing the same thing, because there's juvenile mentality.
Well, that's just a shitty thing that happens when people get to the whole fucking console wars.
It's a flame war, and it's retarded. You know? And
yeah, like, honestly, me and you just basically got stuck based on exclusives. I mean, I want the exclusives for both systems.
Now, I picked up Dead Rising 3 and Battlefield 4, you know. That's what I grabbed. I didn't pre-order any games, so I bought Dead Rising on my way home, which is why it took me an hour and a half to get home. And then later on that night, I went to Walmart, and Walmart was doing their pre-Black Friday sale, so all their Xbox One games were $49.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I grabbed Battlefield 4. Well, I was like, shit, I wish I would have known that on my way home from work. I would have grabbed Dead Rising.
For Amazon actually price-protected my version of Dead Rising.
Yeah.
And they gave me $10 back.
Nice. So, and I picked those two games up. And two solid games. I mean, we'll go into that here in a little bit. But by the way, I have nothing but good things to say about both systems, really. I mean, I don't own a PlayStation 4 because I had to choose between the two, and I was only going to grab the PlayStation 4 for Watch Dogs at the time. So.
Well, and you had thought, too, that you might have some extra money and just ended up panning out.
Well, I thought at the time I didn't think I was going to have it when I canceled as well because I had that vacation. But instead I canceled the vacation to help a friend of mine out who was moving with some gas money, and I bought her a mandolin as well as a Christmas present going away gift.
You should let me know. I have a mandolin. I could give it to you.
Oh, I bought it for like $115 with a nice solid case. It's a really nice Kentucky mandolin. So, is that what you got?
Yeah, I got one. It's
I might buy that one from you because
I would let you have it.
No, I'll buy it. If it bring it over sometime, I'll take a look at it. If it's in good condition, I might buy it from you.
Oh, it is. It's in excellent condition.
Nice. But by the way, I love both systems from what I've played around with on the PS4, and I've played extremely a lot on the Xbox One. They're both solid systems
We got two Xbox Ones in the house, no problems. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any problems with PlayStation.
No.
I mean, the biggest problem I had was downloading patches, and it was just, I'm doing it on day one, and I had some hiccups. With both systems, I had to restart them on day one before it would pick up the patch.
Now, what I did some experimentation when I was doing mine, because I knew if it bricked that I could just get another one, so I wasn't too worried, but...
I was worried based on all the negative shit going around, and I didn't realize how small the negative shit was.
Yeah, well, they flame it out of proportion, really, but what happened was, is the Xbox One came in, he set his up, when I got here, you were already playing Dead Rising, and so you were into Dead Rising, you were playing it, I took mine... I hooked the whole thing up with the Kinect and all that, and you told me make sure you hardline the Ethernet cable to download the patch because it wasn't working too well on the Wi-Fi. I tried it on Wi-Fi to see what would happen. I figured out what the issue was. I figured out why it takes so long.
Probably the driver on the Wi-Fi.
It's back and forth. It really is. Some people I know did on Wi-Fi, no problem at all. But I think that that was a... they got theirs right at fucking midnight. He actually got his a little bit early. So he was able to hook it up and download the patch, but he wasn't fully updated and ready to go until right after midnight. So it let him log in. Because if you try... If you got one of the... Then there's a guy who on release day got his at like 11:20 or something, hooked it up, and it banned him from Xbox temporarily.
Wow.
Until the actual full launch, because this was not a registered console that was supposed to be.
Because it was only like certain early access consoles were able to do it.
And this was one that wasn't, and he had gotten it early somehow, so they banned his ass until launch, most likely. I haven't heard a resolution on that. But either way, he did a fine thing on his with the update. Mine. Yeah, it went really fast until it hit about 40, and they just started slowing down. About 15 minutes later, it finally picked back up again. And what's doing is it was installing drivers on the wireless at the time, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the updates for that. So so it would lull down as it hit certain things that were in use, and it would kill that while it installed it really quick, and then boot it back up, keep downloading more, and keep doing that. And that's actually a typical thing with PCs, so it was kind of easy to recognize. But then when it was finished, it shut down. It took about a minute and a half, 2 minutes on the Xbox screen, which I knew it was going to do that. And once it booted up and I went through the tour, I set up all my customization, I rebooted the whole console just to do it. And, man, the boot time on that thing is fucking phenomenal. It's just, you hit that button or you say Xbox turn on. Got to make sure mine didn't turn on anyway. And it's just like,
can it hear boom. You that far out because the way you did
probably
it?
Probably not. I was joking. So, okay. But, you hit that, like I have TV on there, so, and if I have TV as the last app that was on, it'll be the first app that's open, and within like 3 seconds of telling it to turn on, maybe not even that, I can hear my TV, and then it shows up, and then the rest of the dashboard builds around that, so the TV is right there, and then I just say Xbox Watch TV, and it'll zoom in to that panel, and I'll be watching TV in perfect definition, and just going... Excellent. I actually really enjoy it. The Kinect vocal features, once you get your mind wrapped around
the,
it.
The vocals are...
It works great.
A whole lot sharper.
Yeah, it's you just really have to get your mind wrapped around how it works and what you're saying. Because if it's television related, you got to say Xbox Select. If it's Xbox related, you have to say Xbox, like Xbox Watch TV.
Yeah.
Or if I'm watching TV and I want to go to a different channel, I have to say Xbox Select. And that's because on your remote control, you have Select as your option. So you're saying Xbox Select... Watch Discovery Channel, and it'll just boom right over.
That's why you do that.
Yeah, the only problem I've had is Cartoon Network. It keeps trying to take me to Food Network. So, but the Xbox Kinect learns as it listens to you, so I'm sure that's something that. Yeah, so I keep telling it, no. Xbox Select Watch Cartoon Network. It'll start to figure out that that's what I'm talking about because I never knew Food Network. Have you fucked around with the Kinect at all?
The Kinect doesn't like my voice at all.
It doesn't?
No, man. I was to the point that I wanted to turn off the fucking Kinect at a certain point. It's just like, I'm just going to use my remote.
Do what I suggested, which is, and I read this as a tips and tricks from Reddit, and this is from a team of techs that were messing with it, and they said, and a friend of mine mentioned to him, so I went and read it, on Reddit. And what he had told me, I went and verified, and they said the same thing is, when you're going through the Kinect setup, turn your TV up as loud as possible, the loudest it can go, and it'll tell you your TV's too loud. Just keep turning it down little by little and having it redo it until it finally says that it can hear and it's okay. And at that point, that volume is going to be so high compared to what it's actually going to normally be, it'll know to cancel that out a little bit, and you can actually just talk normally, and it'll be able to hear you better at that point.
Yeah, I was hoping I wasn't waking you up last night because I kept saying, Xbox, Xbox! Yeah,
I was
yelling from my bed across the room. Yeah,
I was up till 3 and then I went to sleep. I didn't hear anything, so it was too cold for sound to travel.
I know.
I
was chatting from underneath the pillows. Like, I had a little viewport. Like,
you had a fort.
I had a pillow fort going on, you know?
Nice.
So
I kind of had the same thing. So
I was so cold.
I slept in a hoodie with the thing pulled up, and then I took the hoodie off before I went to bed, and I was fine. Because once you get under the covers, you generate the heat.
And you get the covers warm.
You're good, And I've been wearing socks to sleep the past couple nights, and that really helped out.
I just hate it. It's so binding, man.
Yeah.
dick goes one way, the clothes go the other way, and you're just like in a bind, and it hurts.
I sleep with my dick on my hand, just nice and tubed.
What, just like protected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, is that like
you never know when a zombie's going to come in, I'm not trying to bite it off.
I've seen The Walking Dead. I know. They go right for the giblets. So,
they really do.
But no, the Kinect, I've been, sorry, the place, Xbox, I mean, I've been...
Well, that's, it's minor gripes. Like, I have minor gripes about both, and...
Oh, yeah, no, there's a few, like...
Like, I'm still not a real big fan of that particular interface.
I don't mind it. I like, it's basically Windows phone, you know, integration, and even Windows 8, which I've used both, and learned to fuck around with, and I like that you can customize. You can customize, like, that first panel you have. That's actually off screen at the beginning partially. If you just push over to that one, you can actually pin your own apps all over the place. So you can customize it for how you want it to be. Then you'll have just, and that's for if you're like, you know, if you don't want to use Kinect, you've got all those right there.
I do like that there's not as many ads front loaded on the main screen.
There really aren't. The three that were on there, which I'm sure will evolve over time to stuff, were actually tips and tricks, some featured games and stuff, and then another one that was another tips and tricks, like the videos that show you how to do everything. Those were the three areas I could see becoming advertisements later, and they're just those three blocks on the very end on the front screen.
So, like, we're both talking about how they turn on. Like, PlayStation 4 is the same thing. Mm-hmm. The advantage I think Xbox has over PlayStation, I haven't used the camera, so I don't know this yet. I've heard the camera does the recognition like Xbox does, but right now you turn on Xbox, it sees you in the room, then just logs you in.
Yeah.
PlayStation, they still have the login game. You don't have to put in your password every time, but I hit it, and then it takes me directly to the screen. And it's really like a four-second process. Like, it doesn't take any time at all.
Yeah.
But the big difference I noticed with that, that's why I was talking about the tiles, is it loads in, and the first thing you have is the game that you were playing last.
Microsoft?
On PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4, yeah.
And the first thing it zooms in, the first thing you select is the last game you were playing. And so it's got about six tiles right there.
Hmm.
Games that you have, like your most recent games, are all right there, right off the bat. And then you just button up, or you can use the smart glass. It's their version of smart glass.
Mm-hmm.
You can navigate on your phone too, but which I just didn't see me.
Yeah, I don't see a point to navigating your desk, your home screen on your smart glass.
But it was, that was a little goofy. But I like
they have the same thing. They have the same thing for Microsoft. I don't see a reason for it. Yeah.
They're just trying to integrate second screen functionality, but it'll get better with time. Anyways, the thing though that I did like is like you just pop up and then you have your settings, you have party chat, which is like a main feature right there, and then your friends and then PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
And it lets you load up PlayStation Store, it's what's featured and then everything else. So you can do your shopping right there, and it's way faster than the PS3 version of it. The tried out party chat a lot on PlayStation 4 because that was my big thing with PlayStation before is no party chat. I really like
charcoal. Oh, yeah, with three.
Yeah, so that part's really nice. The other thing that I've noticed that that I like with Xbox a little bit better is the TV feature. That feature is really fucking cool.
And a lot of people were trashing on the whole integration of TV into it, but you know what? It's actually kind of cool the way it works, and I like that it learns from what you watch. So once you get further into it and you actually go to your TV, you can pull up.
I just want to I want it to be integrate with my DVR a little better.
Yeah.
I imagine it's the HDMI CEC that it's using to control your receiver because it didn't ask for any codes. It just asked what company we were with.
Yeah.
And then it just automatically started telling my receiver to do whatever it wanted to do.
And
pause, rewind, and things like that.
A lot of this is like updates stuff that can get, and I'm sure that they'll eventually get around to doing that. I do like that
you just have to keep in mind it's probably generic right now because when you think about it, when you break down all the TV companies, all the different models of DVRs, blah 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 blah, that's a whole lot to program singular.
Well, it's also when you're looking at cable and satellite, like some of the different boxes, it's different languages that they're.
Well, it's funny that, we're bringing that up, and the, so I work for an entertainment company, and that entertainment company provides us with television, and one of the updates before everything went out was the whole CEC thing. Earl knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It happened a week before Xbox One came out. So I imagine that has a lot to do with the control.
Yeah. But,
Okay. I was just saying, like, so that's a feature that I really like. I'd like to see the DVR functionality, but you can still use the remote.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that when you pull out the One Guide, which is what they call it, you just say Xbox, you know, select One Guide, and that's actually your guide box, you know, and it's shrunk down instead of being all the way across the screen like normal, you know, cable and satellite. Yeah. It's off to the side, and you have all these extra little options over here and stuff, and it'll show you, like, the latest channels you've been to. And I've read that, I haven't messed with it yet, but I've read that it'll start to watch your television habits and start suggesting stuff, which a lot of apps already do that kind of thing, you know, like Netflix. Like
Netflix has done it for the last couple of years.
even Wii U's, there's an option in Wii U that allows you to actually control your cable and dish, you know, through your Wii controller. So whenever you turn on and you there's a TV button you can push and it won't turn your console on, it just turns on the gamepad.
Yeah.
And it allows you to control your television and your dish or your DirecTV or whatever the hell you got. And it'll actually pull up suggestions based on your viewing habits.
It's pure fucking wizardry.
It's pure wizardry. And it has a DVR, that kick-ass circular menu that pops out of the side where you can, it's almost like a rotary phone and you can choose what channel to go to. There's a DVR function for playing, recording. I don't know if they finally updated that, because last time I was messing with it, it wasn't ready to actually do live recording. Couldn't just push it and start recording a show yet. But integration better with DVR is one thing. A few of the gripes I had was, we got the day one edition, so our controllers say day one 2013 on them. I would think if they really wanted to do something nice, they'd include one of those fucking charge and play packs.
Controller. Instead of giving me a couple of Duracell batteries.
Yeah, I was a little pissed off. I was just like, okay, I got this controller. There's no USB to plug it into. It's a totally wireless controller. And the battery pack on the bag is now gone. It's just flat on the back, which I kind of like, but at the same time, I kind of miss.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, I've gotten used to it. The controller's actually really nice and really easy to use.
It is. It feels really good.
But,
the new one does.
Yeah. But they have battery packs. I was looking at charger packs when I was picking up Dead Rising 3, and they're like $20. And I was just like, I didn't know if, I hadn't unboxed mine yet, so I didn't know if it came with a charge pack yet. So I was like, okay, I'll wait. I don't want to buy one and go home and find out.
I'd have told you, fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't think of it as long as I was in a hurry to get home. I didn't want to fuck with traffic and everything else. But yeah, it just comes with two Duracells. I think, you know, to make it really commemorative, other than just the controller, they could have included a charge pack. That would have been very nice.
Yeah, because, in fact, that's one of the reasons our buddy actually bought a second controller, wasn't just so his wife or his girlfriend could play with him, was to also have that charge and play.
Yeah, because he got
tech and cable.
So, and that's one thing I would have liked to have seen with it. The Kinect is way sturdier.
You know? It feels like a blunt object.
Yeah, it pretty much is. It's got a nice flat. I mean, the stand for it is as long and wide. It weighs like
about 4 pounds or something.
Yeah, but the stand for it is as long and wide as the actual Kinect. So
it's more stable.
Sides. Yeah, it's mounted on all sides, and it doesn't
survive an earthquake.
Yeah, it doesn't really move up and down. You actually move it up and down based on where you've put it, and it'll just look in that direction, and the lens will move.
So the lens moves, not the whole Kinect.
It looks around internally. It doesn't actually turn and look. It just is not like really, it's not weird sentient technology, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's more HAL now than anything. But I like even the on lights where they did the nice white muted X logo, because before it was that bright green, and you don't have that now. It's just this. It's the light is behind the glass, so it's nice and muted, and it's just this fucking X, and. It's on the box, and it's on the fucking Kinect, but it doesn't glare at you like some of the other ones have.
Well, I'll trade some tit for tat here real quick, because there's a couple, again, I want to kind of give a dislike and a dislike for both.
Yeah.
Right now, Xbox definitely has a better headset when it comes in the box.
Oh, yeah. It's actually comfortable, too.
But with the PlayStation 4, you can plug in any fucking headset to it.
Here, go in my room. It's on my console stand right underneath the TV. It's got a green ring going around it.
I plugged in my earbuds for my phone. That works on my PlayStation. I plugged in my old Bluetooth headset. It said detecting headset. 10 seconds later, after I figured I had to plug the 3.25-inch... You just need a 3.25-inch jack to go to your controller. Anything with a 3.25-inch jack with a microphone setup works on it. Now, mine's wireless, so I just plugged... I got a 10-port hub. Or a 7-port hub.
It's like a hybrid version of what they gave you guys at work.
Did you try it on?
Yeah, I put it. I put it right there. Actually, that's really nice.
It's actually
pretty
comfortable. So.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So they gave me a pretty shitty earbud for the PS4. Me and my friend Matt that's on the show, we're talking about the damn earbud. He's like, "Yeah, this is garbage." And he's like, "Hey, why don't you try your headset for your phone?" Okay, and I just plugged in my earbuds. Like, "Hey, this is really nice. It's a lot better." And then I tried my other headset.
That's a
really
cool feature if you can use any headset you got.
And that part is really cool. But the Xbox did give you a better headset out of the box, which I thought was a good deal to actually do that because they're encouraging you to
How
do
much
that.
Does that headset cost? Do they sell
it's probably $14 or $20 is probably.
Yeah, it's probably not that expensive. But like I said, the Sony one is just a singular earbud.
That sucks.
Now, the only problem with the Xbox one is that it takes a special connector.
Oh, I saw that. It looked like the little...
But looking at that connector, there's nothing different about the rest of that headset.
Yeah.
So there's no way of saying that definitely not that there won't be an adapter you can plug in that'll plug stuff in. That is a possibility.
So,
that's cool,
we'll see that in the future. I'd like to see which ones are compatible.
I do like that the mute buttons. Did you see where the mute buttons and stuff, the volume?
Yeah. No, I didn't look at that.
On the actual big triangle thing you plug in, the whole thing's broken down like a fucking keyboard. And there's like mute and the volume up, volume down. Just right. So when you're playing, you just click mute, click unmute, volume up. Volume
Instead of trying to find it on the dangly earbud.
Yeah, which is actually pretty nice. I do like that.
Because I never knew what was like on or off.
I always say that.
I was wondering about the new one.
One thing that takes a while to get used to with Microsoft is the new controller with the menus.
Button. Yeah, that's
a little weird.
Well, both of them have something weird because neither are using start or select now.
Yeah,
no, they use share and something else.
Microsoft has a menus and then a list type button that basically is your secondary function. Like I'm in this program, clicking this button will show me what I can do. Like if you open up Internet Explorer, clicking that button will open up the web browser address and stuff like that. If you click the other one, it'll give you the option to exit out of the program or pin it to the start, stuff like that. In game, it basically acts that like Dead Rising, the one on the left, the one with the two windows.
Yeah,
it
pulls up all your options.
Pulls up your, that one pulls up your map and your character skill trees and all that. The other one pauses the game. So it's basically
Is that the one
like
you were using
select.
All the time?
Yeah, I kept pulling the maps and stuff. Yeah, I was doing treasure hunting. So
that's cool.
So, but yeah, those are some things that, like I said, the biggest thing I think, the biggest difference is the entertainment factor on the Xbox. But I think, like, value-wise, I still think you're getting a little bit more for your money with PlayStation right now. Because it's cheaper, you don't have to buy the camera, and then they're still giving out. You got two free games, you got Resogun and Contrast that come with it, with Xbox. And right now, the only thing you can get, which it seems like it's a game, is Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
But that you still have to pay for it.
Yeah, you either you get the one character
for
free.
You get
Jago
and what, Saberwolf?
Saberwolf.
You get Jago, then you can buy Saberwolf, or you can pay $39.99 and get the whole game.
Well, you get that one gets you the whole game and all the outfits
plus
the old school Killer Instinct.
Yeah, because like
plus
I said,
they're doing DLC for
that
one, so it gives you a season pass.
Because like I said, I was over at Holtz and he got that, and all you get is Jago. The ones you have to buy individually, or you can buy the whole game and get
it. Well, it seems like it looks like a pretty solid game. Fun playing with the regular mode, but I want to play it with friends.
But I mean, it's just basically them jumping into the whole pay to play. With a free, freemium thing. It's like, here it is, now pay the extra microtransactions. Of course, everything seems like even Forza has microtransactions built into it with the cars and stuff, which is,
essentially the only AAA title I've been playing on either has been playing Dead Rising.
Yeah.
And then Assassin's Creed 4. And Assassin's Creed 4, man, I am loving the shit out of
it. It's a good game, so, yeah. I've been doing Dead Rising and Battlefield 4.
So I talked for what's some of the features you're seeing that
the ones that I like
that we haven't that we haven't talked about.
Upload. I play with this. This was the clip editor, and I went into Dead Rising. I was playing the game, and it's the part at the very beginning when you come out of the airplane.
Yeah.
And you see that whole fucking sea of zombies.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to record this.
This is a good spot.
It's like I need to record this. So I walked back down the airplane through the fucking fuselage. I was like, alright, I'm gonna walk back down. And I stopped and I made sure no zombies were around and I said that there's this thing called Switch or Snap 2 that you can do that allows you to snap an app to the side and you can go Xbox Switch. Or you can hit the button, the Xbox home button twice, and it'll move for you.
Yeah.
And it lets you go between that. So I had put Upload, which is the cool thing is I didn't know how to download it. to in order to use it. So I wanted to use it, and I went in and I found it listed, and I clicked on it, all still in game. You don't have to exit a game at all to go to the dashboard. Leaves you in there. It downloaded it, installed it, and it was ready to go while I was still playing the game.
I thought that was a cool feature between two of them now. Now they're actually doing that smartly.
Yeah, so now I don't have to X out of a game. Just I can download DLC for a game while I'm still playing it. I don't have to back out of it. It doesn't pause the download. It'll install it while I'm playing it.
That's what sucks about the 360 is if you do it and you back out, well, it just cancels the download.
That's both of the previous generation systems. Yeah. They have to stop playing to download.
Yeah, so in the middle of this, I was like, okay, so I installed that. And it took me like 10 seconds to download this like 58 meg or whatever program, and it was ready to go, and it opened it up for me, and here I am. I was like, okay, so it says record clip, watch clip. So I hit record clip, and it gives you, it says start recording or cancel. I said start recording, and I went back to my game. I started walking up the fuselage, and here's the huge
we need to link
zombie.
Both of ours to the official Tiltcast YouTube.
Yeah, actually I put it on my SkyDrive so I could be able to just grab it and throw it onto YouTube. So but, because I'll get into that here in a second. But, so here I am in front of this huge highway with wreckage, and it's just completely covered in zombies. I mean, how many do you think were in that scene?
Oh, in general, that will render like 2,000 or 3,000 zombies at a time.
That whole thing was packed, and there was not a single, it was beautiful. And I was like, okay, I'm going to jump down, and I'm going to start kicking out. There's explosions going on, and everything's just running smooth. I'm sitting there killing zombies. I get all the way to the end of it where you finally get to your waypoint, you know, and it goes to a cutscene. I stopped it on that, and I went into the edit, and instantly I'm in there editing the clip. It asked me what I want to do. Do I want to edit this clip? Do I want to upload this clip? Do I want to edit this clip with some other clips put them together?
Is it only limited, though, to 5 minutes?
It's the 5 minutes, but the trick to that is you can actually put more than one clip together.
So you can record multiple clips and edit them together.
And I was looking at this thing, and the entire time I'm watching, I'm like, this is really made for game reviewing and for highlight showing. Because what it does is the last 15 seconds, I think there's a command you can throw, which is like Xbox, I can't remember if it's Did You See That or whatever, but it'll actually automatically record the last 15 seconds of gameplay. So if you did something really epic, boom, it's there. 15 seconds is actually a pretty decent amount of time to get something done, to see the setup and the execution. If you're wanting to do something grandiose, then you know to go ahead and record it, like, you know, if you're setting up a lot of explosions.
That's actually the one gripe, and I didn't get a chance to share it with you.
Which one?
I like the fact that both have the game DVR feature. Yeah. I think that's an ingenious idea.
Yeah.
But right now with PS4, it's always recording the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can instantly upload that, or you can automatically say, go ahead, and once you set up the Twitch account, like Matt was showing me, he just automatically hit share, it uploaded to his Twitch channel after he chose that, and then I was just watching him on Twitch.
Check the DVR for Xbox, because I don't know if it's 15 seconds. It might be 15 minutes. So it might be 15 minutes. I'm not sure, because I don't use it. I just set up the record and just go through with it, because I know what's about to happen. I know that, okay, this is obviously going to get kind of weird, so I'm going to go record it.
Well,
and have
the one
fun.
Thing that, again, just pointing out features that make them different that they did that I thought was smart is I was doing one of the challenges. And it just said, this has already been recorded. And it had already pre-recorded it for me.
Yeah.
What am I looking? I'm looking up game DVR.
Yeah, you're looking for Xbox game DVR and just see what it says about it. By the way, I'm in there editing the clip, and I'm using the thumbsticks. The left thumbstick controls the start of the clip. Now that's for each video you shoot. We're talking about the automatic record.
Okay, I'll just keep
But it's the left thumbstick controls the front of the video, the right is the end of the video, and you can just move them to rewind it to get to where you want it to be.
Nice.
And there's two little video screens on the ends of each timeline to show you where it's at. And once you're done with that, you just hit cut clip, and it cuts the clip. And if you want to add another clip to the end of it, you can do that. The cool thing, though, is that in the middle of doing all this, you can go ahead and open up Skype, and you can record yourself talking or even narrating, and apply that to the clip as well. So you're basically setting up a game intro review, going into the game, showing pieces of the game, all clipped together and stuff, then an outro. So it's really built for doing game reviews, which is pretty cool. And you can also add in special effects to it, so it does these tile intros and all that, which I thought was really badass, because it's a way of... And they're pretty decent, you know, special effects. Pretty decent altogether. And I did that all while I was still in-game. They didn't kill my game, didn't log me out or anything the entire time. I mean, if I press the Switch button, if I press the Xbox button twice, I could just go right back to my game in the middle of editing, which I thought was pretty cool. And while it uploaded the clip, while it rendered it and it uploaded, I was back in my game playing, no performance hit or anything. It was just still going perfectly. And it finally told me, a little thing came up and said the clip was done. So I went and I actually opened up my upload again, went in and watched the video while I was still in game, and it rendered and everything, and it was running just fine. So that feature I really liked. The one thing that I didn't like about it was the 5-minute cap. But that's something that, you know, given the amount, I mean, it looked good for the clip, and that's probably why there's a lot of compressing going on, so to cut down the file size.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I can see it being expanded in the future, but
yeah.
But right now, I still think that PS4 does a little bit better job on that. There's things like the Xbox, I was just double checking it. The Xbox record that,
yeah,
and it'll start picking up from where it was, I guess, the 15 seconds prior.
Okay,
And that part's really cool because then you can just say, oh, okay, I was already recording.
Yeah.
But like I said, with the other one, it doesn't auto-record, but it's already got 15 minutes of lag.
Yeah. Now, one thing I do like is what Xbox does with the video clips, because whenever you upload it to your account, to your drive, it will end up inside the Xbox Game Marketplace attached to that game's product page. So when I was showing you this, I believe... When, like, I went into Dead Rising's product page, and there's like 30 clips from other gamers who've recorded and messed with it and stuff. And you can go over and just push down to hit the More tab, and boom, it'll just pull up the entire library of every video that they found.
And again, those, like I said, like each of those are individual features, and I think that's really nice. The thing that I
do like that one.
The thing that I don't like right now is I guess there's some kind of square rule on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using excessive profanity, they'll ban you from Xbox Live.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah. For us, that's kind of a hard thing not to do.
No, for me, it's not that bad. I mean, first off, in the game itself in Dead Rising, the character himself swears while you're running around. And I'm not recording myself talking. Anything that I would end up recording that would be for this show would end up being uploaded to my cloud and then accessed from my computer and pulled off and then deleted from my library. Because I just wanted it on my PC so I could use it for YouTube. I really don't care about having it on my cloud or having it on my upload profile on Xbox. It's more, it's easier and cheaper than purchasing a game capture, you know, for consoles like you have. It's just cheaper in the end. So I don't have to sit there and plug a $200 or $150 piece of equipment in and route the Xbox through that to my TV.
I would just like to have a way of saying, okay, I'm a mature viewer. Anything that I can say is not child friendly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that way I don't have to worry about censoring myself.
Well, you can name all your clips too. So whenever you name it, you can. If they allowed it to where if you're going to basically do something like that, if you rate it as being.
Well, I mean, it could be one of those things where me and you are playing a game, it's like, fuck, that was badass. You know, something like that, it'd be like, oh, you can't say
that. Yeah. But it's one of those things where they could also, if they allowed for you to rate your own material, saying this is an adult oriented little review thing. Or snippet that I've shot. So, and when you're doing it, you can check mark a little box that says this is
mature
content, and then they could actually filter that out on a teen profile, since they actually do have children accounts that are that are noted
with
as
all
being,
the parental controls.
But they're also, well, it's just that they're noted as being a teen account, and they don't change until you alter that. Once they turn 18, you have to alter that to turn into an adult account. But they could actually set it to where that filters that stuff out, so they don't see anything that's rated as being mature content. And like I said, that's stuff that could show up in the future. It's not out of the reach of possibility.
But, like, at this point, I mean, honestly, I'm kind of grasping at straws the differences, because...
Yeah, no, it's really not much.
There's not a whole lot. I mean, both run pretty quiet. We haven't had any overheating issues. I know there was that scare and... Mm-hmm. You know, rumors going around, all this thing gets really ridiculously hot. Neither system, after running it for a long time, has been even close to as hot as either of the last-gen systems.
No. I mean, there's a few here and there, but those are systems that are fucked. They're
right, if I put it on
systems,
carpet next to the, with the back against the wall, like, I'm already fucking stupid to begin with.
It's, you know, a lot of people I've seen in videos where they had issues were putting the damn Xbox One up on its side. It's not
side-standing. Both of them you don't want. Well, I guess you can do the PS4, but...
The PS4 you can do, but...
Yeah, but it's still not a good idea.
But, well, the thing is what people need to realize is, number one, this is not a tray loading disc. It's a straight up, you slide it in, and it locks it in place. One, you can fuck up your disc drive doing that, because the disc is going to, gravity is going to take effect and drop it down a little bit, which is going to make it hit the spool and can cause that fucking jackhammer sound, and yep. you're going to fuck your drive up. It, and also, you're covering up one of the vents. The box is designed to lay flat on its side, not sorry, on its bottom, not on its side. So you're already blowing out one of the entire, you know, vents, and you're only yep. allowing for two vents now, which was an issue even on the Xbox 360 stand up on its side. That's why I had the caliber case, because it actually lifts it up.
Yeah.
But the people that I was seeing that were posting issues with disk drives and heating issues were putting it on its fucking side like that. And I'm like, nah, you didn't follow your instructions, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, I lay it flat down, just looking at the damn thing, you know, it lays flat down, just looking at it.
Right.
And I have it right underneath the midsection. It's underneath the top part of the console, my console holder. But it's got air on top and air on both sides. I didn't put another gaming device right next to it, so there would be nothing generating heat pumping into it. It's all getting cool air. And I've checked it after I've gamed every time, and every time the temperature on it is pretty much not that big of a difference between fucking ambient air. It's just like, I can feel a little bit of heat. Yeah, it's blowing just a small little tiny bit, but the side isn't heated up, the top's not heated up, the plastic in the case is completely normal temperature. I can just feel a little bit of hot air, but it's not even that hot to begin with, so. But, I mean, I played that thing, I think I'll admit, Saturday. My girlfriend wasn't here, I think it was Sunday, actually. My girlfriend wasn't here, it was Saturday. And so I had a lot of free time. So I spent probably over 12 hours playing Dead Rising 3, because I had nothing else to do, and I was up till 7 in the morning playing it,
I've had a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah, that game is
so it looks awesome. Beautiful.
I beat the shit out of it Sunday, man. I was surprised. I was like, holy crap, I'm at the end. I didn't think I was going to make it. But it was a treat all the way through. It's the very first Dead Rising game I have actually beaten all the way through. Dead Rising 1 completely lost me because I got really fucking bored and aggravated.
I got stuck with Dead Rising 1. Most of it was the shooting controls on it are fucking
they're
garbage.
Totally shit. And then the crowd control on it just sucks fighting a whole bunch of zombies. You just don't move fast enough. You know?
I played Dead Rising 2 co-op and finally beat it, well, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, with that.
Yeah, Dead Rising 2 felt like it was built to be played co-op.
It was a better game. I enjoyed it. But then again, the boss fights, like the two lesbians, is where I just said, fuck this, man, I'm done. Because the two lesbians just pissed me off so bad. And the psycho fucking clown on the asshole.
The psycho clown.
I beat the crap out of him. No, there's a psycho clown that's in Dead Rising 2.
Slappy.
Yeah, who's inside the mall atrium and near the roller, some amusement park thing. But yeah, he's a fucking pain in the ass. I kicked the shit out of him. This one, not a single boss killed me, but I also was packed to the goddamn lungs, you know, the gills with fucking, like, rocket launchers, fucking light machine gun, all kinds of shit. So
what skill tree did you max out?
I maxed out my health. I'm at like a level 40 something now. So I'm actually just about at all maxed out to pre-level 50. Because for those of you out there, you've got your basic skills, and then once you hit level 50, each tree opens up again for an additional skill to be added in at 5 points apiece. They get you basically god mode perks. Like you can use every single magazine, and magazines basically give you active skills.
Yeah, and instead of you just having to hold a magazine in your inventory, when you get it, it just adds to your attributes.
Right to your collection.
You can just select which one you want to use.
And one of the skills for that one is called Smarts, is the skill. But once you get it to level 50, once you max that one out, it actually lets you activate all magazines at once, which is pretty cool, but also kind of redundant, since one of the ones underneath Mechanic makes all your vehicles completely indestructible, and one of the magazines gets your vehicles less. You know, that makes makes them harder to destroy, so it kind of negates it.
So what's your favorite vehicle so far?
So far, I think the one I used the most was the first combo vehicle you get to make, the fucking tank with the fucking turret on top. That I fucking love that thing with the fucking scissors on the side that come out, just because that is probably one of the greatest crowd control
it's basically
vehicles.
The Dawn of the Dead bus.
Yeah, and it's the perfect zombie apocalypse bus. There's that one, then the steamroller on the motorcycle that you
that
get
thing
from
is
Bandit
badass.
Dude. Yeah, that one's pretty fun.
What does that fucking clown thing do? Because I made one of those and I didn't know
which one. Is it the motorcycle one? Or?
Does it? No, it's you like put a Jeep next to his, or a Jeep, a van next to a sedan. It has to be that clown
thing. Oh, yeah, that one.
Does it eat zombies?
I can't remember if it does that or not. I didn't drive it that much. I did the firecracker one, actually, while you guys were in there. You put that one next to a forklift.
That's amazing.
And it creates like these eight spikes on the front of your car that if you supercharge and drive into a pit of zombies, they all stick to the front of the car.
And you fire off the...
And then you fire off the Roman candles off the front and it just blasts the zombies out.
It's pretty cool.
It's like zombie shrapnel.
It's slow, but it's cool.
It's slow and it's a bitch to drive, but it's because it has a forklift back and a van front with a forklift front on it.
Well, I use the junk car a lot.
Which one?
It's the one you combine a car with like a muscle car.
Oh, yeah.
And it shoots out the acid in the front.
Yeah. There's a lot of really kick-ass.
Like the junk truck's pretty cool. I really like the motorcycle, the Roadhog.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is just, it shoots, got flamethrowers in the front plus a steamroller wheel.
That one's, you actually, there's a boss fight where a guy has that, and it's funny because when I played the game the first time, he was a pain in the ass. I went back through the next time, I just pulled a rocket launcher. I just actually walked right up to him and just bam, 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 fucking did my combo attack on him, just kept shooting him. Ran out of rounds on the rocket launcher, so I switched to my electric staff, the stoplight.
Yeah, the elemental staff.
Yeah, I pulled that out and just went bam and fucking killed him, and I was like, alright, cool, I got a fucking steamroller motorcycle. So you can only drive for a little bit. Unfortunately, at that time you end up running into a roadblock, which sucks. But you can once you craft an item, once you pick an item up, doesn't matter if it's just a basic like pylon cone, or if you've crafted an electro staff or a flame sword, or you've crafted a vehicle. Once you've done that, when you go back to the safe house, you can load out any item you've picked up. So if you just want to load out a fucking butcher's knife. You can load a butcher's knife, because then you can craft with that, or if you need it for a quest, rather than having to go search for it. Like, there's that one dickhead in a freezer who's like, I need a fucking butcher's knife and a chainsaw. Yeah. And you're in the middle of fucking Sunset Hills, you're just like, what the fuck, man? I can't find a chainsaw to save my goddamn life. So I just ran to the safe house and loaded them out.
See, I just went back. So, just tip for when people get to that, just go to the top of that level.
Yeah.
There's a chef's knife right there.
Yeah, the chef's knife.
Or the butcher's knife right there.
Yeah.
And then you go down and around the corner, and there's a little open shop, and there's a chainsaw in there.
I could not find a fucking chainsaw.
I just got lucky as fuck.
Yeah. I just said fuck it, and then I just grabbed that. And there's also, like, there's an asshole later on who wants you to find, like, five hunks of meat.
Yeah.
And I was just, fuck, I'm going to load that out. There's safe houses right next to me, so I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go load that out. And,
I think it's really the in-between that really just drives that game, because there's a lot of time in between where there's just it seemed overwhelming at first when I first saw the amount of zombies. I was like, holy fuck.
Oh, it, you
and then once you start getting some of the combo weapons, you're just like, all right,
have you gotten the ultimate sound one, the ultimate,
I think it was amazing. Box.
Yeah, the one with the four pylons on it, dude.
Yeah, the
I pulled that out while they were here, man. I leveled up like two fast. And a half times.
Yeah.
Just walking out.
Oh, dude.
Just over and over again, fucking went up two. And that got me from level 38 to level 40 and a half.
See, I really, they did a lot of
boost
row
dying, bitches.
Yeah, I was saying it's like Skyrim and fucking Dead Rising. Boost row wrong.
Well, they added a lot of basic turret weapons. Like, there's a Jack in the Box, the Freedom Bear,
The Freedom Bear is one of my favorites.
Yeah, you got the Freedom Bear, and they can add the stereo on top, so he draws zombies, and they can add, like, mortar launchers.
It's just a giant stuffed bear that you've strapped machine guns to and a stereo to his head.
That's funny.
And it talks. And it's like, come here, bitches. And it starts shooting the crap out of him. It's fucking funny. You can make the dildo gun. What was it? The personal massager or whatever it was called.
Yeah, they call it personal massager. And then it shoots like a Nerf dart.
It shoots like a Nerf dildo.
But it's so gross, man. It makes a squishy sound when you shoot it. So gross.
I can't.
There's a fuck ton of combo weapons, and there's actually super combo weapons, which are like the electro staff is one,
and then the elemental staff.
Well, there's like five versions I found so far of that goddamn streetlight.
Yeah,
there's like five different versions. There's one that every time you do a special attack on it, it changes the element between fucking fire. Well, I got like, I think it was, between fire and ice. Then there was another one that I did, it changed between fire, ice, and electricity. And it's just, there's different versions of it. And I was like, there's like there was like the electro staff, the elocution staff, and then something else. And then there's two others. And I was just like, blown away. Because that was actually one of my favorite weapons that I found, because it was really good for crowd
control. I really like the, and I won't continue this discussion too much longer, but there's that whole one where you got the dragon head, and then you got the fists.
Oh, yeah.
You do that flying attack. So basically, yeah. So you're like, you got this like Chinese dragon head. these bladed fists, and you can like do the special, and the special makes him fly through zombies.
Yeah,
like fucking killing them all, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, nice. That was pretty fun.
It's a really good sandbox again.
The flame sword is really good as well. The barbecue sword thing, I love that one. But the mega
bomb is pretty badass.
Yeah, and then the guns you can make, like the Tsar. Like yeah. I made that one, yeah. And I made an assault rifle that had like five goddamn barrels.
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, it shoots off in all different directions, just a field of view. Shoots off in like a 180 fucking degrees.
Well, they know that. I'm glad the developers realize we got this many zombies. You got to have some powerful ass weapons.
Yeah, and they give you power. You don't feel. I mean, you haven't gotten the end. Yeah, I mean, when you get to the final parts of the game, and this is even beyond the credits, when you're doing this final thing that's in there, it is. Balls to balls zombies through. I mean, there's pretty much not an open area in the street. It's just flooded with them by this time.
Have you flown the RC chopper around?
Yeah. Yeah. They
strap machetes to the chopper blades, and then you can control the RC chopper and just go around mowing down zombies.
Yeah.
So
you can get on a rooftop and just drop and start flying around. But no, it's seriously just fucking balls to ass. Just zombies everywhere. You cannot move. If you get in a car, it's slow moving because every time you hit a zombie, it slows you down to the point that they're just banging on your fucking car, and it's just hellacious. I actually loaded out like five posse members to come with me during that time. And I usually don't bring them. I don't usually bring them out. Survivors, I leave them because I like collecting them. But I brought five of them out.
Well, I didn't know how to save them, so like four of mine are dead.
Yeah, four of mine died until I figured out how to save them. So, I saved a majority of them. I lost three, but I brought five of them out, and we were just walking down the street with lightsabers, just killing the shit out of everything.
I gotta find the blueprint for that.
It's so easy to make too. It's just gems and the flashlight,
like that was in the old game.
Yeah, and it's actually a really good weapon, and it lasts a long time. And every time I load out, I take it because right now I have a Mega Man outfit, so I'm walking around.
They brought that back.
Yeah, you get it for when I beat the game. I got it, but I'm wearing this full out Mega Man outfit that makes machine noises while I walk and stuff. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just
it looks amazing.
It looks really good. And I got the lightsaber. I pull out every once in a while. I was just sitting there doing these fucking like lightsaber kid moves.
Jedi Mega Man. Just saying.
But no, great game. I love it so far. It's pretty fantastic. I was playing on single player. I didn't play a multiplayer character.
Well, we both got it, so we need to try playing some multiplayer.
Yeah,
we ought to see how Skype integrates. It'd be neat if we could
I saw Skype on Holtz. It was really cool.
Yeah, I did.
Let you do video while you're playing something else.
I don't know about that. I didn't check that.
I did Skype by itself on the Xbox. Whenever I set it up, I called by.
Well, like Skype to phone.
Yeah, I call one. Yeah, because since I have a Xbox One Day One subscriber, they gave me a Skype Premium for like. I think like 6 months or something like that. That's for cool. free. So I get like 100 minutes a month of phone to have Xbox to phone or even That's computer cool. to phone calls for free now, which I thought was cool. And I actually called one of my coworkers who's still at work on it. I thought maybe because we use Skype in the office to communicate back and forth, so I thought maybe he'd have it on his computer, but he answered on his phone. And then he's just staring at me. He's like, "Oh," and I was like, "Hey." And he started carrying me around the office, showing everybody. I was like, "Look at me!
So, I'm the greatest!"
Yeah, and I'm gonna go and play a game while you fuckers work. I'm the
suck
boss.
Suck it, losers!
I'm the boss, and I took the day off.
Suck it!
So, but yeah, anyways, did that in Battlefield 4. Did you have any other game for Xbox? Or?
I'd say I played a lot of Resogun for PS4. Mm-hmm. I've been playing. Assassin's Creed, but I mean, we've talked a little bit about Assassin's Creed. It's kind of established.
Great game. Yeah, great game.
Having a lot of fun with that. Resogun is really good. Just Defender.
Yeah, I need to pick Assassin's Creed back up. Like a week before Xbox One came out, I was just playing Civ. Just lots and lots of Civ. And poor little Assassin's Creed just sat in the corner.
Well, and I still need to play Contrast. I was planning on doing that last night. It was way too cold.
So I want it on PC. It's still on my wish list because it seemed like an okay game, but I was like, I'm going to wait until the Christmas sales and pick it up.
With all the money we spent, like, I'm really waiting on... I need enough money to buy that new XCOM patch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... XCOM is so bad.
Yeah. No, nice. I've only pre-ordered a few. Like, I pre-ordered Thief.
Nice try at the save there.
Yeah. But now I pre-ordered Thief for next year. I went ahead and I had a code for a free copy, so I pre-ordered that. And other than that, I haven't picked up jack shit. I was debating on grabbing Forza. just because it looks so fucking good.
I might rent Rise because I do need to play that.
I do want to pick that one up. I want to try their digital downloads out, so I might buy that one digitally. Or I might pick it up on Black Friday if Walmart still has their good sales on that. But Battlefield 4, I did play that.
That looks very much next gen.
That is an amazing looking game.
The intro to that is so hilarious.
It's sad, but the choice of music
is hilarious. Yeah, experience it for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. But the choice of music is really good. Yeah. And but no, the game looks gorgeous. It plays great.
Yes.
You saw that huge environment I was in after I got out of the building out in the desert, you know, and I could go just about anywhere I wanted to on that to attack those guys. And I mean, I flanked that turret, the fucking turret mounted dude, and came up on the side. Of course, he saw me, but it gave me a little bit better cover. And the destructible environment is really, really awesome. So I definitely want to play more of it. It's been balls deep in Dead Rising, so.
Balls deep.
Well,
balls
do we want to do a break?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll come back and wrap this sucker up?
Yeah.
All right. See you guys here in a few. Didn't need to.
No.
Starting to wind down.
We don't have to wrangle Earl in.
Earl wrangled himself because he was getting sleepy.
Yeah.
And we're all getting sleepy. We started late, and that's my fault. But anyways, you guys want to jump into some news real quick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, we kind of riffed a little long in the last part of this section, but we had a lot to cover. Some of the things that we didn't really want to cover right then were just kind of some of the return policy stuff. We just think it's important information for people getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Say Microsoft's doing a good thing right now. They're saying that they'll give you
if your disk drive is fucked, which is the only real error they're running into at the moment, or the most common one. They'll basically that means your system can still boot up and everything's working fine other than the disk drive. So if you talk to Microsoft, they'll give you a replacement console within I think overnight.
It's still saying a few days.
Okay, so it's a few days. So they'll ship you a brand new console, but they'll also give you a free digital download of any of the day one release games from Dead Rising, Forza, and Rise, I think. So they'll give you one of those for free.
It's Forza 5, Dead Rising 3, Rise, or Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah, skip Zoo Tycoon.
They will give you the digital download for your choice of one of those games.
Yeah, so that way you can download it
while you're waiting on your new Xbox.
That way you can download it and install it and still be able to play it while you're waiting those couple days for your new console to come in. So, and then once it comes in, you just port over your profile and re-download it, and then you can ship back the broken one.
I'd say PlayStation's also doing something similar, not quite as good, but they are giving you, they're like overnighting a box and having you send it back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the turnaround time right now is about 5 days.
Yeah, some of them I've heard people say that they were told they were just going to fix it for them, and others said that they were going to send them a new console.
I think it's based on which failure you have on the PS4.
I think if it's the HDMI one where it's the bent prongs, they're just going to replace the HDMI port for you. If it's the blue light, then they're probably just going to replace the whole console, most likely.
Because that's most likely going to take a whole lot of troubleshooting and everything else to figure out what's causing the issue.
Well, I think it's multiple things that are possibly causing, because I think it's different for every one of them, but they cause that error. There's also the ones that turn red, the overheating one, where it's just there's something faulty with probably the thermal paste or just something, or the fan isn't working. I heard some people had a clicking sound on one of the fans where it would click and it just wasn't bending properly. So, that sounds like it could just be
overall, hopefully that most of our listeners don't encounter a problem. Like I said, it's only been about 10,000 cases either way.
Yeah.
So hopefully you won't have to really worry about too much of that shit. Which again, with everything else, I mean...
Yeah. Well, it's better than their original...
Previous launches for both companies.
Well, it's better than their original return, because, I mean, with the 360...
Didn't we all have a red ring at one point?
I didn't have a red ring.
I never had one.
No, it took me years of playing my 360 for the disk drive to go out, but I just bought a new disk drive and mounted the board on it, soldered that on and replaced it, and it worked fine. But it's a disk drive that finally went out, which being in a smoky environment, that was that was a really good failure for me. But the replacement policies are better. So you just had the Xbox 360 coffins they would send out. Pack your console in and close it, and then it's got the caskets. They stopped doing that after a while, and they just started saying, okay, here's a box, send it back. So
let's say, in other console news, iBuyPower just released some images of their new Steam Machine, which is rumored to be the same price as Xbox One.
Now, is that a real... I can't tell. Is that a real picture from here, or is that a concept?
That's a real picture.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them's got a light around it, and one of them doesn't. Looks like a big Bang & Olufsen old, like, VCR or something. It's crazy looking.
I don't know. Did they say how big it is?
They said it's right between the same size. It's between the PlayStation 4 is slightly smaller than the Xbox One. It's in between both sizes.
Oh, okay.
So about the same size as your regular consoles now, which surprisingly are both smaller, well, more or less. Mm-hmm. PS4 is smaller than the PS3, but the Xbox One is slightly bigger than the old Xbox.
Yeah.
So probably about the size of an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. It's rumored to not have Windows on it. It's all Steam OS.
Yeah, which is a Linux-based system.
Right, so it's not going to come preloaded with Windows, but... Again, it looks like a pure gaming PC.
You could install Windows on that thing if you really
wanted to. Well, yeah, it's a computer.
Yeah, if you really wanted to do that. But, I mean, SteamOS is ran off of a Linux-based system, which is not a bad idea for what they're trying to do with it. So
I think it's crazy. I wonder, like, if in, like, 5 years we're going to have a lot of these Steam boxes going around. Mm-hmm. Just like consoles, and then people start buying Steam boxes, like, at Walmart.
I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be fucking cool. You might see them at Best Buy before you see them anywhere else. They could carry them off in the hardware and console area.
Some of the other things, I mentioned it briefly right now, they're not liking on the game upload on Microsoft. Doesn't want you to swear. They'll ban you from the upload for a few days if they catch you swearing currently. We hope that that changes because that's fucking retarded.
See, most videos I see in there's no commentary. It's just people playing the game, showing off their badassery with Rise or Dead Rising or something like that. And yeah. If you're going to take the
time. Well, it's funny that you said, like, that we're saying that because one of the ones I was watching for Rise was a game upload the guy was doing. Mm-hmm. He was doing several game uploads on his official channel, and he was swearing like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Which is just funny. But he's also like, oh, this is so fucking cool. Yeah. Anyways, didn't find a whole lot of the news because, you know, consoles launched. Both of them hit 1 million units. The best console releases in history right now.
Yep.
Failure rate wise and sales wise.
And sales wise. Both companies beat their
projected
day one sales over the last generation.
And you know, you think about it too, like a lot of retailers are thinking it's about stocking up for Black Friday too to still have these consoles.
Yeah.
Which is a lot faster. Remember, like if you didn't get a Wii first go around, it took like 4 or 5 months to get it. And for a while I was looking for one. It took me a year before I found a Wii. And then I couldn't afford it at the point.
Speaking of Black Friday, I'm trying to remember which person it was. One of the places, it might have been Best Buy. I can't remember. My project manager and I were talking because he was looking at consoles. And I think he said that one of them's giving you the 360 plus like 4 fucking games. I think it's like Batman Origins, fucking Tomb Raider, I think Halo 4, and then another one. It's like, I think, like $199.
Yeah, it's $199.
Yeah.
And they're also doing like a $1,000 TV for $499.
Yeah, and I was just like, really, all 4 of those fucking games, plus the 250 gig with the Kinect and everything, that's a really good deal. Because GameStop's doing a $199 Xbox, but it just comes with Halo 4. No, it comes with Halo 4 and Tomb Raider. And if you buy a used console, it's just $99. That's all it is for the 360. And $199 for the PlayStation 3 is a really good deal because you're getting Batman Origins, and I think Tomb Raider for that one. Which that's
if I had the cash at this point, I probably would get another PS3 because I have a first gen. I got the first gen on purpose so I could do the old games, but. Man, that thing is loud as fuck.
See, I've got I like my slim PS3. I really enjoy it. I got it for cheaper than that, and I got a copy of Uncharted 3 with it. So I was pretty happy, but I want to get one for the girlfriend. Because she's off in college, so she can't really spend a lot of money, and she has those nights where she's got nothing to do, and so she comes over here. I'd like it. I I think I'm leaning towards an Xbox 4 because she can just take her games, the saves, and bring it over here and just copy that onto her profile that's already downloaded.
You can
be
that on PS3 too.
I don't. That's the thing, is I've never done that on a PlayStation, so I don't know how much of a pain in the ass it is.
It actually. So one of the things that it does on the cloud is it just, once you enable it,
mm-hmm.
it auto syncs the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So any of your saves auto sync the cloud, and then you just download from the cloud.
And that's on
PlayStation. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's something I started doing just to fuck around with it once I got it going.
Because I asked her which one she wants. She said an Xbox. But I like to be devious and fuck with people. So I might get her an Xbox just because she really likes Halo now. So,
I told you once you start playing Halo 4, you'll like it.
Actually, you know, I like the gameplay, the story. I really liked Reach more. The game's not bad. No, don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed it, and it looked pretty. And we played it in, like, one sitting all the way through. It was about a 7-hour, 8-hour game. It's not 4 hours unless you want to put on easy and breeze through. We put on normal mode. Normal mode seemed way fucking easier than normal. So when we played Reach, I put that on heroic mode for her and I to play, and we breezed through that one in one fucking sitting as well, and that took like 7-8 hours. But we played through, and she got really into Halo now, so I wouldn't mind picking her that one up, because she'll get Halo then, and her and I can play online with Halo, and she'll get Tomb Raider, which I think she might like. So she's a big Borderlands fan. So.
I got one bit of news that I'm going to say for last, unless you guys got anything.
John Carmack officially has left ID Software.
Ooh, what the fuck?
That's messed up.
Yep.
What's he doing?
Well, you
is he
know,
going to
he's,
space? No, you know, he was talking about that.
You know, he's been
for the
doom. You know, he's been the quote chief technology officer for Oculus.
So is he
for a while
now.
And he was trying to split his time with ID as a technical advisor.
Mm-hmm. So he's full in on Oculus Rift now.
Yeah, so he's gone full in on Oculus and
I'd like to see that take off. That man is, like, the smartest guy in video gaming.
Yeah.
Most of video gaming's major...
influences.
You know, influences came from him.
He was the father of the first-person shooter.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Wolfenstein and fucking Doom.
Doom, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, we have the totally hilarious Saints Row 4 announcing their next DLC, How the Saints Save Christmas.
I'm stoked. I need to play some of the DLC for that. That game is so good.
So it is due out on December 11th for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. $6.99 for everyone who doesn't have the season pass.
It's not a bad price.
Yeah, it's a good price.
Yeah.
It's probably like the other DLCs. Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to project that. The other DLCs were like in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wasteland 2. So, Ben... I follow them on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. I'm a Brian Fargo fanboy. I understand that. Right now, they're talking about the beta coming out in 2.5 weeks. He got some weird responses because it was supposed to come out in October, and then he tweeted, he's like, so I've heard a lot of responses. People have mixed feelings about us releasing the beta. He said, I'm a perfectionist. I'm not totally quoting him, but he said, also got a lot of email from people telling me, wait until the beta's ready to release. So I'm tweaking it. And when I'm done, I'm going to release it. Well, he's been releasing screenshots from the different things. And, I mean, you can see that. It definitely looks like a next-gen isometric.
Yeah.
Like, they have done a lot with this game from a fucking Kickstarter.
Yeah.
It is a full
Well, they raised, like, how many, like, $2-some-odd million?
$3.5 million.
$3.5 million, now. Because I remember they only needed, like, under $1 million. They only needed,
right,
like,
$200,000
or something.
Game budget standards, though. I mean, yeah. Grand Theft Auto V was,
well,
like,
no, no, I'm just talking about how much they projected versus how much they actually got. They got 10 fucking fold. Because
they only
wanted 20, like, 200,000.
It was, like, $500,000 originally.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, they've gotten writers from, a lot of the guys from In Exile or Obsidian.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved with it. God, what's that guy's name? Anyways, yeah, a lot of really old school RPG writers are working on this, and it's, man, they've added all sorts of fucking cool features. The UI looks badass now. The, again, isometric, old school RPG with a squad, and like full on, like they have the whole thing. I don't know if you played like old Fallout, but you used to be able to type in text commands, and it would pull up different things, like different responses to your questions. You type in anything you want. Old Wasteland did the same thing. So I think it's cool they're bringing back a lot of cool old features, and
yeah.
Hopefully in a couple weeks we'll get it, and I just want the fucking game at this point. I paid for it a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
But anyways, as long as it's good, I'm fine with waiting.
Other than that, I don't have any other news. I think I've officially wound down.
No, everything else is pretty much dry.
So in other news, we have what? We have a question, don't we?
Yeah, we have a question. So with Dead Rising 3 coming out and being a huge game and stuff, we just love zombies, you know, it's just fun stuff. Yeah, so
we talk about Walking Dead and all this other shit.
Yeah, all that stuff. So we're gonna ask, what is your ultimate zombie killing weapon? Now, in case we've asked that in the past, because I really don't fucking recall, but it sounds familiar. But, you know, we've been doing this for fucking over 150 episodes. So, yeah. So in case we've asked it, hey, people's opinions change. You know, a new movie comes out and you say, oh, that's cool, I want to be a samurai zombie killer. Or, oh, that's cool, I want to be Mary Poppins killing zombies with an umbrella. You never know. So, what is your ultimate zombie killing weapon as of right now?
Well,
Jason.
I'd have to say, thanks to the Mythbusters episode, versus zombies a couple weeks ago.
I know what you're going to pick.
I would have to, that and with The Walking Dead, has really bolstered the idea that, you know, having a katana or a lightsaber really would be the best weapon to have.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah. Sure. Can't do much for major crowd control, but you have a better chance of getting through a line a whole lot better.
Yeah. Justin?
Halberd.
A halberd? Okay.
Yeah, because pull weapon for the reach, blade to cut off the head. Yeah. You know, stick him in the neck, just push it all the way through, knock the head off.
Okay.
You know, definitely want the reach.
Okay. I would...
I'd say shotgun, but you don't have infinite shells.
Yeah. I would take... one of those traffic things, you know, the little the things that come down to keep people from going, the little gates.
Yes.
I would take one of those, the little orange and white ones. I'd take one of those, and I would attach some very sharp machetes.
On either side.
Onto the ends. I've got multiple machetes, too. Let's get some angles going here. By the way, I'd attach those, and I would... cut them out in the centers for handholds and reinforce them and put some padding on it so I can put it up against me and just run. It would have machetes all over it pretty much. I would just run.
Do you think that Walking Dead is going to come up with some combo weapons at this point?
Well, they kind of already do. I mean, Carl's gun with the suppressor on it that's with not the, a real suppressor. Homemade suppressor. Yeah, with
With the end of the baseball bat on the front of his pistol.
Burl with his knife hands. That was all...
Oh, dude, that was...
You had a gauntlet with a knife on, so you could beam somebody with it, and it hit him pretty damn hard.
I tell you what, I was waiting... With Merle, I was waiting for the additional attachment for the chainsaw.
Yeah.
You know, pulling the whole ash thing.
Yeah, he didn't make it that far. Well, in the comics, you know, Rick's supposed to lose his hand, so maybe we'll see that. So, no. But by the way, no, I think that, because one, you'll get some reach with that, too. And it's basically becomes like a fucking, what were those? Remember in Star Trek, they had
the bat blade?
Yeah, they clean the war blades. The it's basically almost like one of those fucking war blades.
Just a little longer.
But longer, and it's not all metal at that point. It's got some little bit of wood, so it's a little bit... Or you can get a metal one if you want, so that's still the same. But, you know, I would use that, because you just run with that fucking thing and just move. You know, put some duct tape around your legs to keep things from biting you that are on the ground and just fucking go. I think duct tape would actually be my ultimate zombie-proofing choice, because I just duct tape the shit out of myself.
Make yourself a duct tape mummy.
Yeah. I would be Glenn. He's got the body armor with duct tape and everything.
Yeah.
It's a smart way to do it. Yeah, just put duct tape all over you and go out.
Yeah, like, you put enough layers, zombie can't bite through it easily.
Bite through it. And a baseball bat is really... I love baseball bats, because you get a nice baseball bat.
Nice aluminum bat.
You don't even I wouldn't go aluminum, just because... I go wood, old fashioned.
I've broke way too many wood baseball bats.
That's why I would go with that, because if it breaks, then I have a piercing weapon.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's still going to have some nails sticking out of it. I would take a baseball bat with some decent but not too heavy fucking chain, wrap it around it, and put giant nails through it to hold the chains in place, like Charlie's rat stick from Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And just have that. And that would make a really good weapon. So, some good, like, 9.5-inch nails.
Yep.
Because they don't make 9-inch nails. 9.5-inch nails. So,
I don't know. There's just something about, since I played baseball for so long, about an aluminum bat, you can wield it with one hand.
And you can. It's not that
It's weighted
that bad.
So well, and it just takes a lot to break one.
It's just, it's also harder to put the fucking nails through it and all the other
shit. I just use it as a straight blunt weapon, man. Perfectly balanced aluminum baseball bat. Amazing.
I want the giant nails in it, though.
There's something so satisfying, like that noise you hit a ball with that, like against zombie flesh.
But it's like, I want to go full out Road Warrior with it, so I could do two. One aluminum and one aluminum for light work or for heavy work, and then one wooden one for just taking out one or two zombies. You know, so I can get the really good crack.
Yeah, so you can get the satisfying blood splatter.
And when I pull it out, I say, "Release the Kraken!" And pull crack right across that. Fucking go ghetto style on them. Pull my pants all the way up and have the, you know, throwing gang signs at zombies. So,
just beat holding your pistol sideways.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so I can get right in the face.
Yeah, I've seen shoot that way in real life.
Yeah, break their fucking nose.
So, we do have some games that came out. Obviously, for the Assassin's Creed 4, Resogun, Contrast, you got Dead Rising 3, Rise, Battlefield 4. Really, really, really want Super Mario 3D World for Wii U.
Yeah.
Especially with the reviews that are coming in and people thinking it's almost like fucking old 64 Mario.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct, obviously, out. Pretty excited about that. I do want to play some more of that. Injustice for Android? What the fuck? Mario Party Island Tour for 3DS. Killer Instinct Classic, and then going on to next month.
What's that Metal Gear right there?
Metal Gear Solid VR Missions for PS3 Network. Hyperdimension Neptunia Victory for PS3 Network. Mm-hmm. Painkiller, Hell and Damnation, PS3 Network. Flow, which I am pretty excited for PS4. Escape Plan, which I'm still not sure what that is. Yesterday for Android. Gran Turismo 6 for PS3.
Wii Fit.
Nobody gives a shit.
I'll tell you what. When you talk to there's, I'm not gonna say it's just women, but there's a lot of girls when I talk to about Wii U and Wii with them. They're like, oh my god, the Wii, fucking, they have that one workout furnace on there now.
Zumba.
Yeah, they're just fucking all about. That's the only. There's like, I'm so happy my boyfriend bought a Wii U, and I'm like, what? And they go like, oh, he's Zumba and other shit. They just love it. And I'm like, you know, you can play games on it. It's like, oh yeah, but that's his thing.
Nintendo,
I love it working out.
Nintendo found their other niche with exercise programs.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah.
So we have Gauntlet coming up, and Gauntlet is going to be
Call of Duty Ghosts. That's with me, Jason, and Rusty, most likely.
Yep.
In a couple weeks, which is going to be what?
Yeah.
First weekend of December.
December 7th.
December 7th. Okay.
Yeah, so December 7th at 10 p.m. Central on Xbox 360, going old school here.
We don't want to alienate anybody who wasn't able to get one.
But we're going to be playing Call of Duty Ghosts and rocking up on some Horde mode and SWATs and whatever we want to do.
Yep.
And you're going to just do whatever.
I'm figuring that out.
You don't like Ghosts. You don't like Call of Duty, so...
I'm biased, and I understand that.
Yeah, but he might do something. You never know. So he'll announce it on Twitter if you decide you're going to do
something. Yeah, you follow me on Twitter. I mean, you notice sometimes I post the Dota announcements. And
that's just post it to the group page on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good reason to follow us on Facebook.com/Dopecast. Because I post stuff like that. You could join the group, but I want to phase it out. It's just that people like the group. If you search Dopecast. Yeah. You also can find us on Twitter at Twitter.com/Dopecast. Very soon you'll be able to find us again on iTunes and as we work out the kinks. It seems like everything we throw at them is like, but you could do this too.
But I think it's, I'm using HTML5 and I don't think they can
read RSS HTML5. Just really doesn't like that.
I just don't think they can understand HTML5 code for iTunes and Stitcher. I think it has to be classic embed, possibly with the closure tag. So
we'll figure that out.
So I'm gonna have to do.
Trent's going to work on it, guys.
A medley of tags. Do HTML5 for mobile that only shows up on mobile, and then do embed for classic desktop, and then do the enclosure for the RSS or something.
Well, which is a really good reason to visit our website at tilcast.com, because, hey, You could just play the
if
fucking
nothing
episode.
Else, everything's there.
Everything is there, yeah. It's there, so. And so, the RSS technically does work. It's just the feed burner stuff that goes off to
Stitcher and iTunes.
Where, yeah, that's where they're having the issue.
Yeah.
So anyways, with that, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Oh yeah, you want to mention Friends of the Show? I do. You got For the Love of Gaming, CarouselPodcast.com. You got ElseWorldsPodcast.com.
BMFcast.com.
NoQuarters.net.
If you scroll down.
And TVGP.tv, they do good things, and I'm just lazy.
Right there at the bottom.
I covered it all.
All right, good.
So, little broken, though.
Don't forget, yeah. The official website is launched. One of my friends is putting together the comic convention, the Comic Con. That they're doing
here.
So just look up the Tulsa Comic Convention that's coming in, the Comic Con, and from the sounds of it, what he's got planned out right now, looking pretty good. Yeah. I can't go into detail.
Okay,
but I know the details.
Just like we can't talk about ESO, which we played.
Yes.
And it's an extreme NDA. So we're going to honor that NDA because we want to continue to get stuff from Bethesda, but
yes.
Goddamn Bethesda.
Cinemax, yeah.
You really limited on. We could say we played it.
Tied our hands a little bit.
Tied them a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyways, guys, we'll catch you around.